great days for your great times.
See you, dude.
The administration does not seem to be able to make up its mind. It has made up its mind about the Iraq elections or a rerun of the Iraq elections. The answer to that is absolutely not. And a UN official says the same thing, that the elections were relatively free, relatively fair, and should stand without any kind of rerun. But the Bush administration cannot make up its mind about what to do with Jose Padilla. In fact, the government yesterday asked the Supreme Court to transfer Jose Padilla from military custody to federal authorities down in Florida. This is 1 week after the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, the Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, usually a reliable Bush administration ally, one of the most conservative courts of appeal in America, slapped the Bush administration for its treatment of Padilla. In a filing to the high court, the Solicitor General, whose name is Paul Clement, ended up really trying to crack the legs of a logic that the Fourth Circuit used in essentially saying that the Bush administration could not transfer Padilla to Florida to face civilian charges, which is something, by the way, he really wanted to have happen. The problem is this. When they first arrested him back in 2002, Jose Padilla was, in fact, characterized by the government, not by me, not by John Crimmings, by the government, as an enemy combatant who had a plan to blow up various facilities in the United States by use of a dirty bomb. Now they're saying, no, we're not charging him with that. We're charging him with a different set of offenses. And that's the problem. How do you bust the guy for one thing and then say you want to send him to a civilian court, hold him as an enemy combatant, then send him to a civilian court to face a completely different set of charges? I guess if he's guilty, he's guilty, according to the Bush administration. And ironically enough, his lawyers are arguing about Snoopgate as well as a reason for rejecting the Bush administration's request. Stay with us. We are going to have part three, the final installment of Al Franken's conversation with Illinois Senator Barack Obama, and a whole lot more. This is The Ramp to Air America Mornings. My name is Mark Riley on the Air America Radio Network.
With my back pain, it hurt just to think about swinging a golf club.
Back pain can ruin your golf game. That's why you need Capsaicin Cream, the brand pharmacists recommend most, because its relief starts strong and gets stronger each time you use it. Relief so effective,
it's like the pain was never there. It's unbelievable.
You've got to feel it for yourself. Capsaicin Cream. Relief beyond belief.
Now that's a shot.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago. And they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call. And you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
760. The real story. 24/7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhoad, the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed. That's great.
Randy Rhoad.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
KKZN for Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. High winds fanning the flames that have turned north and central Texas into a tinderbox full of wildfires. At least four people have died, including two elderly folks trapped in their homes. The town of Cross Plains was hard hit, says Sparky Dean with Texas Public Safety.
We have 7,665 acres were scorched. That includes 116 homes that were completely destroyed. And then we had another 36. Homes that just suffered damage.
At least one Oklahoma death is reported as fires burn through the east central part of that state, but firefighters are getting help from higher humidity and slower winds. It's been raining heavily in much of Northern California. Flood warnings are up, and National Weather Service meteorologist Dwayne Dykema says it's not going to get any better anytime soon.
The ground is going to be so saturated that any additional heavy rain
on Friday and Friday night will allow those rivers to quickly arise, and we could easily see additional flooding problems.
All that rain heads further south this weekend, possibly drenching spectators and participants at Pasadena's Tournament of Roses for Monday. Organizer Bill Flynn says the show will go on.
It has to move at 8 o'clock in the morning. It is a live event on television and live for all the audience, so the parade does move, rain or shine.
Enron's former chief accountant Richard Causey has struck a deal with federal prosecutors. That could be bad news for his former bosses. CBS's Barry Bagnato has more.
Plea deal, Causey admits, I and other members of Enron's senior management fraudulently misled investors and others about the true financial position of Enron in order to inflate artificially the price of Enron's stock. Nothing requires him to specifically finger former CEOs Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling on the stand, but he's expected to try to reduce his prison time. Lay's lawyer Mike Ramsey claims Causey was to by prosecutors, calling him
a man with a family who is broke, making peace with the government.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
If you've ever logged on to the National Security Agency website, it may have left a cookie on your computer and not the edible kind. CBS News technology expert Larry Maggott explains.
A cookie is a small file that a website puts on your hard drive so that when you go back, it retains certain information about you, typically something like a username or a password. Reputable sites use them not to invade your privacy, but to make it more convenient when you come back to the site.
The agency says it started using cookies with recent software upgrade. It says it stopped the practice this week after media inquiries. Delta Airlines pilots voted to take a 14% pay cut, the second cut they've taken in the past 13 months to help the bankrupt carrier. Looking ahead to the day on Wall Street, S&P futures are up a quarter. Dow futures are up 8. This is CBS News.
Here's to you, my friend. We're not getting older. We're getting older. The aches, the pains. Maybe you need a new mattress. With my Tempur-Pedic mattress, I don't have aches and pains anymore. I feel refreshed and energized.
You have been a bit chipper lately.
It's the bed, not the birthdays.
Want a guaranteed better night's sleep? Call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-816-2719 for a free better sleep video, a 90-day trial certificate, and a sample of the proprietary Tempur-Pressure Relieving Material. Call 1-800-816-2719 today. That's 1-800-816-2719.
I've been waiting for lunch all day.
Me too. Natalie, I'll trade my apple for your potato chips.
I don't know, Matthew, my potato chips or your cookie.
Let's see. Billy, what's that?
Rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Rich chocolate Ovaltine?
An apple and my gummy bears for the Ovaltine?
No way.
Potato chips and grape juice for the rich Ovaltine?
No way.
Two cookies, bubblegum, and my Hershey chocolate milk?
Double no way.
Aww. More Ovaltine, please.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are off to a good start this morning. Southbound I-25, check and clear for your ride out of the Fort North area right into downtown. And through T-Rex, I-70, 6th Avenue, 225, move along fine and around town. Things are still pretty quiet on Bells Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Turnpike looking real good as you make your way through Bloomfield and Westminster. Now, checking the forecast, expect partly sunny cloud or sunny skies today, highs in the 50s. We're at 38 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Hi, this is Air America's Al Franken.
Hi, it's Frank Rose.
This is Mike Malloy.
We want to say thanks to everybody who makes this community possible. The advertisers who are committed to getting their message to a thinking, reality-based audience. The staff that keeps the shows on the air every day. And especially thanks to you for listening to and supporting America's only progressive talk network.
Happy holidays.
From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee. I'm Charles Osgood. Enron's former chief accounting officer, Richard Causey, has pleaded guilty to a single count of securities fraud. Does this mean he's about to turn on the big fish, Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling? Causey's lawyer, Reed Weingarten.
Mr. Causey signed a plea agreement, not a cooperation agreement.
Who is Causey anyway?
Causey was not one of the people who sold tens of millions of dollars worth of insider stock.
Robert Rice, author of the book Pipe Dreams, Greed, Ego, and the Death of Enron.
He wasn't one of the public faces of the company, but he was, you know, one of their lead accounting officials, and so he clearly knows how the deals were structured and who knew about them.
More after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is a paid announcement.
With 2006 just around the corner, it's time for making resolutions and expressing hopes. Even in our tell-all society, though, who wants to hear about my exercise plans or other resolutions? But I'll gladly share some hopes. First, that our armed forces serving in Iraq and elsewhere will be safe and successful in their vital missions. Our thoughts should be with our troops who are in harm's way. Second, that 2006 will be the year our nation finally gets serious about reducing our dependence on Middle East oil. That addiction undermines our national security, compromises our political independence, and hurts our economy. And third, having just visited the New Orleans area, that we sustain the rebuilding effort along the Gulf Coast. Even 4 months after Hurricane Katrina, the devastation remains boggling. We owe it to our fellow Americans to stay the course. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee wishing you a Happy New Year.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen, what does this guilty plea for Monroe's Richard Causey mean?
Happy New Year, Jeff Skilling and Ken Lay. They are now clearly in more trouble than just a few days ago, now that Causey has decided to become a government witness. Now, the change doesn't guarantee that we'll see convictions here, but it definitely makes it harder for the defense to portray the prosecution's case as weak and unfocused.
The judge has given Lay and Skilling a delay to regroup. Skilling's lawyer, Daniel Petrucelli.
We have to regroup. We don't have the ability to snap a finger and have Mr. Causey stand up and explain all the accounting decisions and judgments that were made.
Obviously, both Lay and Skilling want to stay on Causey's good side now. Lay's lawyer, Michael Ramsey.
Speaking for Ken Lay, it's a tragic day for Mr. Causey. His heart goes out to Mr. Causey. Ken's been under the same stress that Causey's been under and can understand and sympathize with a man with a family who is broke, making peace with the government.
They love Causey.
We've stood shoulder to shoulder with, broken bread with, talked to. We understand him, understand his psychology. And here he is pleading guilty to something that, in my mind, in all likelihood, is not even a crime at all.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO. 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The Osgood File, December 29th, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Welcome to On Fire with Carl Jeffries. I'm Carl Jeffries, and I'm absolutely delighted to be sitting in for Jay Marvin this morning. I don't want anyone to put their coffee cup down and say, what the heck's going on over there? Jay is out just for a couple of days, deservedly so. He works very hard. This is a four-hour program, you know. That's a little bit unusual in radio around the country, so Jay is a real trooper. And he will, in fact, be back on Monday, which is still a holiday, so many of you can listen at home on Monday and enjoy Jay in the comfort of your own homes instead of trying to weave in and out of traffic. But Jay will be back on Monday. He's just out for a couple of days, and I'm absolutely delighted to be able to sit in for him. And I guess, as is appropriate, when you've won for the first time, you should introduce yourself at least a bit formally and try to get to know each other. And I said, welcome to On. For most people, if they recognize the name at all, it's often because they remember seeing me regularly on Hardball with Chris Matthews during the presidential campaign and the primary campaign of 2004. But I've also appeared on all of the MSNBC programs, and I've done a lot of CNN, even Fox. Hannity Combs is the show I've actually appeared on most frequently, as well as Fox Dayside. And in addition to that, I also host my own show, On Fire, out in Seattle. And I do work for other of the Clear Channel stations as well. And I'm also a radio political analyst for my home station in Seattle. And I'm also a TV political analyst for Northwest Cable News. And just recently, I have joined the contributor staff for the Huffington Post website with Arianna Huffington, who's done such a dynamic job in creating at least an environment where the balance that we really need in talk shows, in political commentary, can be emphasized. And hopefully this kind of activity is one that will grow and increase, particularly as, and this is my own theory, that the country is really beginning to move back to the center. It is not moving to the left, and those who suggest it is, I think, have no ability to present evidence of that. But I do believe that the country, which was absolutely mired to the right of center the last several years is moving back to the center. And I think that's a positive development for those of us in the progressive moderate wing of the political spectrum, for those who are absolute liberals, for Democrats, and for independents. And incidentally, when we talk about the groups that I just mentioned, if you add them all together, that is the majority of the country. Not the evangelicals, not Christian conservatives, and not Republicans, but in fact the groups that are more aligned with each other philosophically, as I just mentioned, and that really is the majority of the country. And I think, unless I'm quite wrong about this, that you're going to see manifestation of how those groups align quite demonstrably this coming November. So we'll look forward to those possible changes. Now, my normal show is a little different than most of the talk shows that you hear on the radio. So let me just tell you a little bit about that, and as we get to know each other and move forward with our discussions, and then we'll talk about the issues that I hope to address over the course of the next few hours. And I hope that at least one of them will get your attention and motivate you to certainly want to call in. And by the way, I should let you know that that number is 303-713-7600. Or just listen attentively and gain something from the conversation itself. But my show is different. And the reason why my show is different is because on my On Fire show, we don't use pre-recorded laugh tracks. There are no cat calls, no fire engines, no drum rolls. Just conversation. We don't have any screaming or personal attacks. And no politics of personal destruction from either side. Now, believe me, we do play hardball on my show, but we go after the issues. And we go after the people for the sport of it. We go after the issues themselves, and the emphasis is on really informed, civil, and engaged conversation. I will let you make your point. If I interrupt sometimes, it's not to cut you off, but it's to engage you in the conversation. And, you know, at the end of the day, we might disagree, we might agree, but hopefully we'll feel we've learned something. And to me, if we can accomplish that and maybe even have a laugh or two, then I think we've succeeded. And that's what my job is in terms of how I approach the talk shows and the format of engaged conversation. And hopefully you'll appreciate that. And I must tell you that if you're a conservative or you support the war, you'll find that I'm probably the best person on the radio for you to talk to, other than, of course, Hannity and O'Reilly and all those who just simply reaffirm your positions. But if you really want to get something out of the conversation and learn and have each other question our own principles and our own premises, particularly, and still at the end, even if we disagree, maybe be able to go out to the game, Coors Field or the Mariners for me up in Seattle or the Dodgers in Los Angeles, you know, and right now all three of those teams are in the bottom of the cellar, although the Dodgers have made the best moves off season, so that may change next year. But that's the essence of what I try to accomplish. And you know, you can check us out too on the internet, am760.net as well. But you're here with us, and hopefully you'll stay with us. I do have one house rule, but that house rule actually works to your benefit. And that house rule is, and it's because of the fact that I cover a lot of topics in the course of any of my shows. And as a result, I have a rule that you can call at any time. One of the topics, as long as I've raised it and it's been put on the table, has motivated a response from you, or it has triggered a thought that you'd like to express, or a question that you'd like to ask, or an opinion you would like to offer, you're welcome to call. And again, that number is 303-713-7600. And it doesn't matter what your position is. When you call me, when you call Carl Jeffers, you'll get treated with respect. And I must tell you that I'm concerned about the lack of that on both sides of the political aisle on the radio, but I have to express my major concern about when it comes from the far right, simply because of the numbers. It's the far right and it's conservative talk show hosts who predominantly are on the air, not those on the left. And so that's where you hear it the most. And I'm just so frustrated that it has become so comfortable for people to start right in with the personal attacks, with dismissing people's positions based on the fact that they just don't think they have any credibility, simply because they can label them to start off with. And that is something that hopefully we're going to definitely avoid it on my show. But hopefully we can do a better job of that in the society in general and talk show industry at improving that kind of an atmosphere. By the way, it's you know, I must tell you, you folks are just so lucky and fortunate.
You know, I travel all over the country, and I'm based on the West Coast, and I think many of you have experienced this as you travel, but I don't care where you are. If you're in a conversation and someone mentions Colorado, whoever else is involved in that conversation, a smile will come to their face, because it's just something about the Colorado, living there, being part of the lifestyle there, the greenery, the beautiful snows and the winters. And I have to tell you, as beautiful as Aspen and Vail and all of the ski resorts are in the winter, and as much as they attract people from all over the country and the world, in my mind, particularly Aspen, but certainly Vail and others, they may be even more beautiful in the summer. So, I mean, you have an incredible, incredible environment to really enjoy the quality of life and the lifestyle rather than simply what you do for a living, which is what you have to deal with in most other major urban centers. And that's even in Denver itself. And I know many of you complain about traffic, but you haven't seen traffic. And I was in Denver last about 2 or 3 months ago, and we were meeting for dinner. I was meeting my buddy of mine, and I was driving, I guess, from the Denver Tech area into downtown on a Friday, about 6:30 or 7. And I have to tell you, folks, sure, it was heavy, but it was moving. You want to try that in Dallas or New York or Philadelphia or Los Angeles on a Friday at 6:30? The traffic doesn't begin to lighten up until about 8:30. So really, in every respect, Colorado is one of those dream places to live. And I congratulate all of you for having made that choice and for being fortunate enough and lucky enough to live in a state like Colorado. So that is sort of an opening kind of olive branch to you to let you know that I certainly appreciate what you've been able to do and the kind of environment that you have. And I really mean that. When you have a conversation anywhere with anyone around the country and for whatever reason Colorado comes up, a smile comes to the face because everyone has a positive image of the state of Colorado. So in any event, we're going to talk about several different issues today that I'm hoping, again, will stimulate your interest, and I'm really delighted to be here. And I want to give you an idea of some of the topics that we're going to talk about. There are some polls. I'm a person who really enjoys polls because they are, in fact, an accurate reflection as a snapshot of the American populace at a given point in time. Now, I will tell you this, that many people are disingenuous about polls. When the poll numbers support their position, then they're all over them. You know, the polls say that 76% of the American people support the president, or they disagree with the president, depending on what their position is. Then if the poll numbers switch, then they dismiss them. Oh, they're not relevant. Who pays attention to polls? And so forth. I don't do that. When the poll numbers support my position on a particular issue, I use those poll numbers as a buttressing argument to support my position. But when those poll numbers reflect a difference and reflect poll numbers that are in disagreement with my position, I don't dismiss them. And I, in fact, will acknowledge that, listen, right now the majority of the American people have indicated that they don't agree with me on this issue, and I understand some of the reasons why they don't. But I don't discredit the polls simply because it doesn't agree with my position. And that, again, goes to what I consider to be one of the major problems, at least on the political spectrum in our country today, and why this red-blue divide is so pervasive from a cultural to a political level. It's because we try to look for specifically environments, information, and conversation that reinforces the views that we have, rather than trying to reach out and engage in a discussion that will allow you to still remain friends and go to the game and have a beer even afterwards. But as you know today, and it's not perhaps as vivid a problem in Colorado, maybe, as it is in many other parts of the country, not because the divide isn't there, but because you have other things that you put higher on the agenda, perhaps, for discussion, you know, except for this Colorado thing. you know, I know that's way at the top of the list right now. Well, that was a cutie when I've been following that. It's not getting a lot of attention nationwide, but it might if they want to now make it a statewide law to allow for that exemption. I'll tell you, that's an interesting approach you're taking. But the point is,
And you'll notice, by the way, that I will always get back to the main point, but I like to add little enhancements of information because that's one of the things that I feel most comfortable about is sharing information that you may not have heard, sharing it with you in a way that helps you to frame your own thoughts. Not try to change your mind. That's an impossibility in most cases. I don't try that. It's not worth my time. It's a waste of time. But to get you maybe to think of your position on a particular issue, perhaps in a different light. And that's something that I think is a positive accomplishment if we can do that. And so with respect to the overall divide in the country, too many of us only want to let in information that reaffirms the position we already have. And anything that comes in through the ear, through the eye, TV or any place else, or in the print media, that doesn't reaffirm the position we already have, we not only lock it out, but we dismiss it, and then most of us will then attack the messenger of that position. You know, another one of those Jane Fonda-loving, opposed to war, won't support the troops radicals. You know, starting right off. And that's the best they can do, and that's with Madeleine Albright. Just think when they get to Bill or Hillary, you know, or on the left, the same thing. I mean, you know, as Limbaugh represents this or that. You know, I don't care what Rush Limbaugh represents, because I don't have to worry about what he represents. I can worry about things that he said that I disagree with and then offer and what I hope is an intelligent conversation to provide an alternative. So that's the approach. Hopefully that's kind of set the stage. And when we come back from break, we'll start into a little discussion of some of the topics we're going to discuss over the next few hours. And I hope you'll settle in, get a little refreshment, maybe some Crystal Light. That's my favorite, the lemonade, strawberry, kiwi. But this time of morning, maybe it's coffee and a latte or something. And join me for a few hours as a J. Marvin. I'm really delighted to be here with you. I'm Carl Jeffers here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the sports column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted sports column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U College from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com. Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hout, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
About what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salt. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, your job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
And this is Carl Jeffers. I'm smiling because my producer just put on a little glimmer in the background. And the reason why I'm smiling is because those who know my shows, I actually have re-entry themes for all of my shows that include big band arrangements and some things that are unique to really my personality. And when everyone else on the radio is playing heavy metal and all of that, because the reason why they do that, by the way, folks, I'm going to let you in on a secret, is that radio executives think that that kind of music, heavy metal, edgy music, keeps you on edge, you upset, and makes you want to call in because you're irritated. Well, I have a different approach to that. I figure, you know, I don't need that kind of irritation. I can get that at home. So I like the people to feel comfortable because we can get pretty heated in our conversations sometimes. And then that provides a little break for everybody to calm down, regroup, and realize that, you know what, things are going to be okay. And then we can go back and start all over again at it. So that's kind of the approach. And it really makes me feel good. So I'm smiling in the same way that people smile when they hear the word Colorado. I want to mention again, the number here is 303-713-7600. I am sitting in for Jay Marvin, who will be returning on Monday, taking a well-deserved a vacation and a little holiday time. And I'm delighted to be here. And actually, this is the first time that I am doing a show in the Denver market. I do a lot of shows for Clear Channel. Throughout the country, in fact, and in fact do all of their guest shows on the weekends in Los Angeles, a major progressive show market. Or you wouldn't know it by some of the other talk shows there. I mean, can you imagine that some of the most conservative guys, like Michael Savage and others, are based in San Francisco? Never been able to figure that one out. But in any event, this is my first time in the Denver market, and I hope we get along well, and maybe we'll visit some more in the future. I would look forward to that, but that'll depend on how you respond, and we'll just have to just play it by ear. But I am what you hear and what you see, as a matter of fact, as I, in fact, just did Rita Cosby just a week ago on MSNBC. What were we talking about? Oh, yes, Natalie Holloway in Aruba. There was a boycott down in Alabama. Governor was organizing a boycott of traveling to Aruba in order to protest the way they're handling that. And my point was that, you know what, we've got a delegation coming up from Aruba to talk to the congressman from her district. The governor of the state is organizing a boycott. I just want to feel comfortable. I don't want any of that activity reduced or eliminated. I just want to feel comfortable that all Americans can pretty much count on that same kind of treatment if their son or daughter was in the same kind of mishap or accident or perhaps potentially a murder or foul play in another country, that everybody could count on that, because that's essentially what we're talking about here. So in any event, we're gonna have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I've got John out there who's in Boulder. I'm looking forward to bringing him on. He's apparently familiar with either something I've done on Huffington Post, or he's familiar with it and doesn't like it, or we'll see, or has some thoughts. But I'll look forward to exchanging some thoughts with him on that. So, John, stay with us, if you will. 303-713-7600. I'm Carl Jeffers. Good to be here. AM 760 Progressive Talk Radio.
Well, we're off to a good start this morning. Just one little issue working for you. It's a stalwart on I-70 right around Havana. So that may slow you down a bit. Southbound I-25, checks clear for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Have a little bit of the median wall kind of coming off, so we have crews working that right around Broadway. So expect some flashing lights there. Now, 6th Avenue, 225, move along fine. Turnpike looking real good through Broomfield and Westminster. And around town, still pretty quiet, but picking up just a little bit now on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, all looking good so far. Checking the forecast, partly sunny skies today. Highs in the 50s. We're at 38 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular supply, restricted supply not available in all areas.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local different charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the sports column Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted sports column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Set this up because we've got John holding in Boulder. John's calling and I has indicated he wants to talk about Huffington Post. My most recent article, editorial Huffington Post website, had to do with my theory that right now the Democrats don't have to have a plan. And it was interesting because prior to my coming on this morning,
The Al Franken, there was an interview Al Franken was doing with Barack Obama, and in the context of the conversations they were having before that, Al Franken was saying he wasn't quite sure if right now the Democrats need to have a unified plan. And just so you understand, folks, and I'll make this real quick, my position basically is that this is exactly what Karl Rove would do, and this is what the Democrats need to do. If the Democrats came up with a complete 10-point plan right now, it would be the biggest Christmas gift they could give to Republicans, because the conservatives right now have a lot of problems. They've got scandal, you've got cronyism, you've got the fallout still from Katrina, and the war in Iraq, and the budget deficit, and tax cuts, and problems with divisions within the party over immigration. Let them stew in that problem a little longer, and instead, if there was a plan now, even if it was a great plan, all they would do would be attack it all day long. They would use it as an opportunity to detract attention away from all of the other problems that they're having in order to focus on the problems with this Democratic plan. And I could just hear the lead-ins now. You know, the Democratic plan in you by Dick Morris. Why the Dems plan will ruin America by George Will. I mean, they would just focus on that entirely. Now, would I say that the Democrats don't need a plan ever? Of course not. The Democrats absolutely need a plan by May 1st at the latest, and not only do they need a plan, it better be a good one, because that they need to run on. But the other problem is, if they announce the plan now, by May 1st, when they really need it, most Americans would be saying, wait a minute, is that the plan that they've come out with? That plan's, I've been hearing that plan for the last year. They would think they had been hearing it for the last year, because the bashing of the plan by the right would be so consistent and constant that it would sound to them like this is the same plan they've been listening to for a year. And the other thing that the American people would say is, so what's new? That's the same thing they've been talking about for 6 months, because the right would have been talking about it for 6 months, telling them how bad the plan is. That's why the strategy-wise, and that's the kind of thing to do. And if Democrats don't start doing a better job of strategizing, they're going to be still looking from the outside in again next November, although I think things are changing there. John has been patient. Good morning, John, out in Boulder. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us today.
Good morning, Carl. It's great to hear you on the radio here in town.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I read your blog on Huffington as often as it comes out, and what I find just as interesting as your blog itself or the comments. I was wondering if you ever go back and read the comments after they're posted.
Sure. I do whenever I can. Yes, I do that with the Seattle Times because I'm an editorial contributor there, and I always try to get the comments. And I actually am one who also reads the emails that I get, too, as well, sometimes that I get directly. So I don't just immediately delete them, even though I can tell from the beginning if they're negative, because it's as a rule, people who take the time to respond generally disagree with the premise of whatever the piece is.
There was one in particular. It was a rather lengthy response and comment.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I don't know where this guy was from, but it was really well laid out with his 10 points. And what he seemed to stress was party unity. Get behind one man, one catchphrase, one idea, and just keep drilling it, a la Rove. And,
oh, I see. Okay. I absolutely agree with the get behind the one catchphrase or get a theme. Listen, you know what I thought, John, that one mistake that John Curry made, and I'm not here to bash John Curry. John Curry did the best he could. He could have done better. But John Curry also got more votes than any other candidate for president in the history of our country, with the exception of one, the guy he was running against. So that's the problem. But what I thought that John Curry should have done was to have had a theme, an overall theme, something like, and I even suggested it because I knew his campaign communications director, of close ties with him, and I said, and I don't remember exactly how I phrased it at the time, but it was something like, bring us together and let's reunite the world. And the meaning behind that was that the world community had been dissipated by the fallout over the Iraq war and the decision to go without the support of the UN. Our country was being divided. And so I thought a theme like that would work. And if you remember, John, Richard Nixon, of all people, who wound up dividing Americans perhaps more than any president in recent history, his theme in 1968 was bring us together. because of the law and order issues and the riots and all of that, he used that. I mean, law and order was also his sub-theme, and sometimes you could question which one he was giving the most attention to. But Bring Us Together was his theme. So I do agree with the idea of having a unified single message as a theme, and I think John Curry could have helped himself had he done that. As far as the first part of your notion that unite behind one man or one person, one woman, that's just not going to happen. That's not going to happen on either party. This is the first time, by the way, John, that and this may be something a lot of our listeners are not familiar with. The 2008 will be the first election in over 60 years where both candidates are not already serving in national elected office. Because as far as we know, Vice President Cheney will not run for president in 2008, primarily because of his health and so forth. And yet, almost in every other election, one of the candidates is the vice president of the party and of the president who is serving in office. So what it means is that that particular year, that candidate pretty much has an easy road to the nomination. If you're the vice president of the United States and you want to run for president after your president has served his two terms, it's very difficult for anybody to unseat you. This year, this next election, both the Democrats and Republicans will be nominating a candidate who is not serving in national office. And I can tell you, John, that that's going to make for one wide-open affair, and it will be impossible for either party to unite behind one person. In fact, I got news from Rudy Giuliani, who is the leading candidate for Republicans right now. He's going to take a beating in the primaries like he's never imagined. And what that Kerik affair, the guy who was nominated to be the head of Homeland Security and all of the scandal that came out and broke, he was Giuliani's business partner. And you're going to tell me that Giuliani had no idea about any of this stuff? Wait till the conservative evangelicals who will be supporting George Allen or Bill Frist, wait till they go after Giuliani in the primaries. He'll be thinking that Hillary would be a picnic. And on the Democratic side, there's no way they're going to unite because Hillary is actually running to the right of people like John Curry. And by the way, my advice to Hillary is to keep doing just what she's doing. She couldn't be in a better position than by running to the right of the other leading candidates. And there's going to be several others who are going to come in. And John Curry's going to be a very formidable candidate. I just don't see him beating her in the primary. So I just don't think that the first part of your premise will work, that there'll be a unification behind one candidate. I think everybody feels it's a wide open field and they're all going to, you know, go for broke. Plus, there are people out there who will be running to give themselves a chance to be named vice president on the ticket. You see what I mean?
I do. Now, off topic just a bit. Mm. How realistic does it seem to you for Obama to make a run?
Oh, I think it's totally unrealistic for Barack Obama to make a run for president of the United States. And I must tell you, I think Obama represents the future of the Democratic Party. But let's say that if we agree that he cannot get the Democratic nomination for president, then we would look at the vice president's position. But if we look at the vice president's position, let me remind you that I felt that one of the biggest liabilities that John Edwards had as vice president. See, I felt the Democrats should have put Wesley Clark on the ticket because even if he could have carried only one state, that state could have possibly been Arkansas. That would have helped and would have offset, although Kerry wound up losing some states that Al Gore won. So that changed the perspective. But the point is that from the very beginning, we knew that John Edwards was never going to bring either of the states that he was representing. He was born in South Carolina, and he was the senator from North Carolina. He was not going to carry North Carolina for the Democrats because the president looked really strong there. And as far as South Carolina goes, you can mail that one in. So that was completely out of the question. So my problem with John Edwards, he's a stately man. He's got a lot of stature. He is committed to his principles, but he wasn't bringing anything to the ticket. Well, and he had the one other liability of only serving one term in the United States. Now, Barack Obama would be in the same situation in 2008, only serving one term in the United States Senate, and therefore might look weak in terms of strength. And you have to admit, at the vice presidential debate,
The best everyone hoped for was John Edwards to hold his own. And that's what he did. He held his own. But just suppose it had been Wesley Clark. Wesley Clark was a retired four-star general of the United States Army. You think Dick Cheney could have gotten away with that kind of fatherly approach, trying to, like, correct the schoolboy approach that he took with John Edwards, with General Wesley Clark? No way. You see, this is the kind of analysis that Democrats need to be going through. I love John Edwards, but I'm looking at the bottom line. It's time to win a few elections and not make everybody look good on the family photo. You get my point?
I do. Listen, great to hear you out here, and hope to hear more of you.
All right, John. Thank you so much for that call. You have a great day. Well, folks, you know, we've got a lot, as I say, to talk about, and I enjoy the conversations, and I certainly hope that sometimes that in the course of the conversations with me or listening to my conversations, that whether you agree or not, that you might have learned something that you weren't familiar with. For instance, the point about the fact that this will be the first election in 60 years where we will have an open primary for the candidacy for the presidency on both parties. That virtually never happens. And these are the kinds of things that can help you frame your discussions so that you have more ammunition when you're arguing or discussing or debating or talking about politics, and you don't have to resort to simply the personal attacks. I've made some strong comments without attacking either the president or Dick Cheney, yet I just pointed out Dick Cheney basically made John Edwards look like kind of a schoolboy because he has that avuncular fatherly approach, Dick Cheney does, and that played a major role in him basically asserting himself in the debate. He could not have done that with Wesley Clark. Wesley Clark could have brought up Dick Cheney's deferments, in fact, and looked and compared that with his own service, which John Edwards was not in a position to do. The number is 303-713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Carl Jeffers. Welcome your calls. Great to be here with you. I'm certainly enjoying the conversation and looking forward to spending a few hours with you. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Ed Schultz. Weekday afternoons, 1 to 4.
What I'm talking to you about is not a liberal or conservative issue.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's parlay.
Sports fans know the Sports Column and Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 U College from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MyMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MyHighMarket.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to LaptopCoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again.
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to AmberHolmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Maybe if you're a little younger, your parents in the 60s were playing all of those singles on those little portable record players, and they were playing 45s. But ultimately, 45s just did not make it successfully commercially, and the LP became the standard and lasted for 40 years until CDs came out. But prior to LPs, my dad had these incredible, this incredible collection of 78s with all of those big bands, and when my brother and I were little kids, we didn't know anything about that music, and we used to take those 78s and use them as flying saucers because they were vinyl. You know, you just could throw them, and they were also great to put in the oven, melt them, and you could shape them into pottery. And one day I actually played one on the old, well, I forget, the, you know, it wasn't a Victrola. That was in the 30s and 40s. We were a little more up to date. We had a hi-fi. And I actually played one, and it was a Glenn Miller record. And I said, this isn't bad. I would stop throwing these things around and breaking them and start listening to them. And I became a huge jazz fan. And I have to tell you, folks, that when you listen to music like that, it can really make your day just a lot smoother. And so I don't buy into that notion that you need, as a talk show listener, you know, edgy, heavy metal, irritating music to get you involved, and that's what gets you really pumped up. Frankly, I can get you pumped up by having a great conversation, and then when we need to take a break, we can cool off a bit and then relax and come back and knowing that, gee, there's other things in life aside from arguing about the war in Iraq. There are. And you're living in Colorado? I mean, you know how lucky you are. I've mentioned that before. What an incredible place to live. And that's why whenever you travel, as I do all over the country, any conversation where the word Colorado is mentioned, there's smiles come to the faces of the people listening, because everyone has a positive image of Colorado. Everyone. Indeed, I think some of the Katrina victims who are in Colorado are probably the happiest, and that's not a pun there. I mean, they have been doing some surveys, and I think, by the way, socially, from a psychological point of view, that's going to be a huge problem that we're going to have to deal with over the next 18 to 24 months. You know, there's 10,000 relocated victims from Katrina in states like Colorado and like mostly in Texas and Alabama. And in Georgia, there's some up in Baltimore, I found out yesterday, and other states. And you know what's going to happen? Because it's human nature. A lot of those people, after about 12 or 14 months, as nice as everyone is being to them around them, they're just going to walk off the job or wherever they are, just head back home, even without any resources, because it's just something that gravitates back home. You know, and there's a study, this was interesting. A study was done. You remember back in 1967, 68, they had that incredible storm, snowstorm in Buffalo, New York, where they did a study that showed after that about 2% of the population moved in Buffalo. So, you know, I've had enough. I mean, they had 5-6 feet left over on Memorial Day weekend. And they originally had maybe 20, 25 feet in that storm. Well, 5 years later, they were actually able to determine that about half of those people that left Buffalo, probably the worst city in the country with regard to snowfall, and you know, if you got you want to nominate your city, that's fine with me. I mean, you're going the wrong way with awards here. If you want to say, oh, we have worse snowstorms than Buffalo, but Buffalo's right at the top of the list. But with the worst city in the country with snowstorms, of all the people who moved away, because they couldn't take it anymore, within 5 years, half of them had moved back. And that's the point I'm making to you. People gravitate back to home when they can, other than when you move to California. And then, you know, it's hard to leave the palm trees and every exit's for the beach. I know, I'm there in L.A., and I'm in Seattle, and people in the Northwest, if they can get over the rain, which I haven't been able to do, and as much as I love the area, it's an incredible. Nobody in Seattle would want to live anywhere else. They have to deal with the rain. And when I say deal with the rain, I'm not talking about a huge storm every now and then. I'm talking about 6 months straight of that kind of suicidal gray type of drizzle all day long, and no sun. You can go 4 or 5 weeks straight with no sun. And I've come to Denver enough times. I mean, you have the most incredible fluctuations in temperatures I've seen anywhere in the country. It could be 70 degrees today, and tomorrow you could have 3 feet of snow on the ground. But the point is that within a day or two, the sun's going to come out. Even if it's freezing cold, the sun will come out. And that makes such a huge difference. And in Seattle, you can go several weeks without it. So my point is that with Coloradans, and I'm not even sure that's a term that you accept, well, let's say, you know, natives of Colorado, that you have so much going for you, such a wonderful place and city, that it's just easier to talk to you about keeping a lighter tone with respect to the serious issues that we're going to be talking about. And some of those issues that we will want to cover today, as I mentioned before, we're going to talk about some of the polls. I find polls a very instructive tool for learning more about the topics that we're concerned about and issues. And it's always good to get a snapshot of where the American people stand on a particular issue. And as I told you, one thing which is a bit unique about me is that I accept the polls for what they are. When the poll numbers agree with my position, I use the polls to buttress my arguments. But when the poll numbers don't agree with my position, I don't then just dismiss the polls as irrelevant or that they were taken with flawed standards or controls, which is what people will do. I will simply acknowledge that, you know, on this issue, what the polls show is that the majority of the American people disagree with me. And I acknowledge that, and here's why I think they disagree with me. So that's the kind of respectful and, I think, informed, engaged discussion that we could have. But instead, what happens is that they will, on each side, by the way, immediately try to discredit the polls if the numbers don't agree with their particular position or their agenda. And so that's not helpful. I do want to talk about Iraq. I want to obviously introduce my perspective on the Iraq war and get your thoughts on that. And then repeat that number, 303-713-7600. And I will remind you again that I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. And he will be back on Monday. And for those of you who can wait that long, then you have something to look forward to for the first day of the new year, second day of the new year, actually, since, you know, it's hard to picture Sundays as the holiday for Christmas or New Year's because of being Sunday. But in fact, Sunday is the first day of the new year, and then Monday is the first working day. So in any event, we will talk about Iraq, and you'll find perhaps my position somewhat interesting, but I'll sum it up by simply saying the biggest argument that has pervaded the Iraq issue over the last 3 years has been a divide based on the success of conservatives in creating an environment where if you were opposed to the war in Iraq, it meant you were simultaneously not supporting the troops. And I will emphatically remind progressives and liberals that you can't fall for that, because in fact, one of the reasons I opposed the war was precisely because I supported the troops, did not want them in harm's way. It was a war of choice, not a necessity, and we had an alternative with the inspection teams on the ground who were absolutely proceeding to come up with the conclusions we came up with after sending 150,000 troops in, which was nothing. 303-713-7600, 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Carl Jeffers. Stay with me. It's good to have you with me this morning. I'm glad to be visiting with you in Colorado. We'll be right back.
Your Progressive Station. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. Surfers are getting a wild ride in Manhattan Beach, California.
It pulls you under the pier, so you start taking evasive actions on what to do next. You just fight the current, and you can feel it. It's pulling really tough right now.
But further up the coast, it's been raining hard. Flood warnings are up as people prepare for the worst that Northern California has seen in 7 years. The heavy rain and high winds are making life dangerous in Oregon.
Tree uprooted and came down, and evidently there was a car that hit it first, and then the semi came behind it and whacked it really good.
Wildfires continue to scorch Texas and Oklahoma, with well over 100 homes gone. and at least five deaths. KTVT reporter Joel Thomas spent part of the night in Granbury, Texas.
A very bizarre scene out here. Everywhere you look, it's charred ground with gray ashes piled up everywhere, huge piles of twisted aluminum and siding from most of these prefab homes that are out here. You can see every time something moves, there's a big cloud of smoke and dust that goes up. And so you can see in the nighttime headlights from fire trucks off in the distance, almost like they're in a fog.
The winds are starting to die down and the humidity's up a bit in central and southern Oklahoma. That's good for firefighters trying to contain the flames. Not soon enough for those who lost homes there. Clifton Sisk lives in Mustang.
It's shock, disbelief, not really sure where to go from here at this point.
Enron's former top accountant Richard Causey has pled guilty to securities fraud. Now prosecutors say as part of a plea deal, he'll testify against his former bosses. Causey's attorney Reed Weingarten.
He will do one thing. He will tell the truth. Because that's who he is, that's what he should do, and that's what he's going to do.
Enron founder Kenneth Lay and former CEO Jeffrey Skilling have been given a two-week delay in their trial to prepare for Causey's testimony. A Long Island, New York man in hot water because police say a toddler in his care was drunk. Investigators were looking into a family court case when they found Juan Reyes passed out. Two children wandering around the house. Suffolk County Deputy Vincent Spatafora.
The young boy was having a lot of difficulty standing. His eyes were glassy and bloodshot, and he was very lethargic.
Blood tests showed the two-year-old was well over New York's legal limit for drunk driving. Reyes was babysitting while the kid's mom was in the hospital giving birth. American drivers getting bigger. Now automakers are catching up with wider seats. Don Chaykin is with Popular Mechanics.
What Ford specifically has done has made their model slightly larger to reflect the growing girth, if you will, of mature American.
Ford says the average male driver grew 27 pounds heavier, nearly an inch and a half wider between 1962 and 2000. The automaker says it used virtual dummies to come up with the new specs. Looking ahead today on Wall Street, S&P futures are up a half, Dow futures are up 7, NASDAQ futures up 3 points. This is CBS News.
At CompUSA, we get how to start the new year off right with 2 days of 12-hour savings at our extreme sale event. From 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday and Monday, you'll find amazing deals like a compact Presario laptop featuring a Celeron Processor 360 and DVD combo drive for just $499.99 and a 19-inch LCD monitor for $199.99. Ring in the new year with savings only at CompUSA. We got it. We get it. All offers after rebates. Quantities limited. See store for details. Pricing may vary in Connecticut.
After the baby, I started working out and got a pain reliever for my knees. Went back to work, got something else for tension headaches. Baby got big, I got one more for my back. Every new pain, a different pain reliever. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, so I'm ready for anything. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed.
The men's wear.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, this is an easy drive so far this morning. Had an earlier stall west of 70 near Havana. That's been pushed off to the shoulder, so still may see a little bit of slowing in there. South 925, looking real good coming out of Thornton North Glen. Free ride into downtown and through T-Rex. We're pushing top speeds on C-470 as you make your way through Highlands Ranch. And around town, things starting to pick up just a little bit now on Arapaho, Broadway, Baseline, South Folds Road, Foothills Parkway, and the Diagonal. They're getting busy. And Highway 93, filling in between Boulder and Golden. Now, the Turnpike in great shape as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. And checking out the forecast. We see partly sunny skies today. Highs in the 50s. We're at 39 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, the real story, 24/7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything great. Is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Top of the day to you. Welcome back. I'm Carl Jeffers, and normally I'd be saying welcome back to On Fire, because that's the name of my show. But I'm here today, honored and delighted to be sitting in for Jay Marvin, who's taking some well-deserved you know, holiday vacation time, and when I say well deserved, folks, I really mean that, because Jay does a 4-hour show, and most shows around the country are 3-hour shows. My show is a 3-hour show. Most of the shows that I guest host for are 3-hour shows, and Jay does a 4-hour show just for you folks here in Colorado every day. And I hope you appreciate that, because that's a long stint for this business. So he certainly deserves that vacation. He'll be back on, in fact, and most of you will not be back on Monday, because Monday is still an official holiday. Relaxing. Those are the three flavors. All right. So much for the aisle 9 specials here at the supermarket. But I want to welcome you back and certainly tell you again how delighted I am to be here and visiting with you in Colorado. For those of you who do not know me, very quickly, I am an editorial contributor to the Seattle Times, a national TV commentator. Most people who, if they know me at all, and there's no assumption that you would, but if you did know me at all, it usually is someone who recognizes the name or me, the face from the regular appearances I used to make on Hardball with Chris Matthews during the president campaign and the primary season, and also on CNN and Fox as well, Hannity and Combs. A lot of CNN, and I still, in fact, do a lot of MSNBC, the Ron Reagan Show, Coast to Coast in the Mornings. I just did Rita Cosby last week. I also host my own radio show, which is, as I mentioned, On Fire with Carl Jeffers out on the West Coast in Los Angeles and Seattle. I travel around the country, and I do a lot of work for Clear Channel as well, and delighted to be doing my first Denver shows here in this market. So hopefully we'll become friends, get to know each other, and maybe be able to meet again. I do want to stress again, for those of you perhaps just joining us, that my show and my approach, even when I'm hosting someone else's show, I still host it as if it's my show. I can't do Jay Marvin, and Jay is one of the best in the business, but I can't do Al Franken or Rush Limbaugh or Randy Rhodes or Bill O'Reilly. I can do Carl Jeffers pretty good, and that's just me. And my approach is, we don't use laugh tracks. I don't have any cat calls, no fire engines, no drum rolls, just conversation, no screaming and personal attacks. No politics, personal destruction. But those of you who do know me know that I play hardball. And I go after the issues, and I go after the people on the issues. But I don't go after people just for the sport. And I don't try to destroy their credibility when I'm not in a position to basically counter or respond to their positions. And that's what we really have a lot of today on the air. So hopefully you'll appreciate that and have some civil and engaged conversation with me. I do let you make your point. At the end of the day, we may disagree. We may agree. But hopefully we'll all feel we've learned something together. And who knows, we might even have a laugh or two. And if we can do all of that, then I think I've succeeded with what I like to try to accomplish when I'm on the air. I have mentioned earlier that I cover a lot of topics in the course of a show. And as a result of that, my house rule, and I only have one, is that if you have heard a topic put on the table by me during the course of the show, then at any time that you want to call and express a thought, talk about it, or have a question about it, you're welcome to do so, and we'll talk about it. So, and as a matter of fact, the number to call is 303-713-7600. And before I go through the list of the topics we're going to be concentrating on, I want to talk about some new poll numbers. I want to talk about Iraq and a new CNN poll, and about the extension of the Patriot Act and the renewal of the Patriot Act. I want to talk about the NSA spying situation and some thoughts on that may be of interest to you, even if you support it. That's fine. And I have some thoughts on the news that we've been hearing about Richard Causey pleading guilty or agreeing to plead guilty and perhaps becoming a star witness against Ken Lay and Jeff Skilling. Don't count on them coming up with anything serious, okay? And I'll tell you about that later. I want to talk about Katrina and Michael Brown and FEMA. And I want to spend a whole hour, perhaps, maybe, and I want to talk to you about MySpace, a website that I have been shocked to find what's going on with this website. But let me just tease you a bit. 43 million young Americans between the ages of 13 and 22 are on this website. 43 million. We can't even get 43 million young Americans to vote or to do anything else. And parents, if you're listening, please stay with me for this morning, because we're going to talk about it. And you're wondering, well, how does it come up? Because Tony Dungy, the coach of the Indianapolis Colts, lost his son to suicide this week. And then there was a big sort of undercurrent, underground, releasing of information about the troubles that his son was having. And it included the revelations of his having his own site on the MySpace site, where he in fact was saying that the DC snipers were his heroes. He was talking, he was taking pictures of himself with marijuana. I mean, these are the kinds of things that I want to talk about, because I did a show in Seattle this week and it blew me away, the response from parents and what's going on with our young kids today, and how 43 million of them can be involved with a site like this, and most of us don't even know about it. But before we get into that, and I'm looking forward to that conversation with you, I think we've got Don out in Highlands, I believe is how he describes it. If it's not, then he'll tell me. But good morning, Don. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us today.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? Welcome to Colorado.
Well, my pleasure. Thank you, pal. Everybody comes to Colorado. I don't know if you were listening earlier where I said that no matter where you are in the country, one thing about Colorado, if you're having a conversation and the word Colorado comes up, it brings a smile to people's faces, because pretty much everybody has a very positive image and impression of the lifestyle in Colorado.
Well, we got a great place here. I moved here 30 years ago, and I'm never leaving.
There you go.
Hey, I'm a progressive. I'm a liberal Democrat. I've been on them all my life. I'm a Vietnam vet. You are listing, just ticking off all the things that are not right with this country and this fascist, in my opinion. They're nothing short of Nazis. Stuff that they're doing, administration that's running this country. I think one of the things I wanted to talk about was what Democrats need to do, the candidates that are running need to do in order to get elected in 2006, take back at least one of the branches of Congress, and we need to impeach this guy. He's done things that are impeachable.
Well, Don, go ahead. No, I appreciate that it's your opinion.
So the candidates that are out there need to stress that the Democratic Party is a party of the working people, the middle class, and that's becoming the middle class. The buying power is shrinking. I own a business in this town. I sell a service and a product, and the people that buy my product are the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I want to see grow. That's what built this country. And that's what's going to sustain this country. And these guys are attacking the middle class.
Don, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Make your point. Go ahead. I want to let you finish that.
So you can't sit around. They need to run on those premises.
Okay. Well, let me jump in.
We need to out the truth here on what's going on in this country. And then people need to get off their butts and go to the polls.
Okay. Don, first of all, you're absolutely right about we need to have the truth out there. I've always believed that the truth will set you free, but maybe it'll at least win a couple of elections, because, frankly, right now I think the truth would be a plus for the Democratic-Liberal position. I also agree with you that people have to get up off their butts and vote. I mean, the fact is, though, Democrats did a pretty good job of going to the polls in 2004, but Republicans did a better job, but they used the same strategy that I was talking about earlier when I said, right now, don't give them a gift with a plan that they can just attack for the next 4 months before you even need it, and by the time you need it, they've attacked it so much that most Americans would already dismiss it, having bought into the philosophy that it's no good. What Karl Rove did in the election there was to get 10 states, key states, to put on the ballot the constitutional amendment to ban gay marriage, which is entirely senseless, but I have to tell you it worked, because it got people out to the polls who would not have been out there otherwise, and it's a strategy that worked. Now it was also divisive, and it set Americans against each other, but whoever said that was going to be a limiting factor in their approach? So they were looking strictly at the strategy. So I was attacked by people who said that it is nonsense to suggest that the Democrats shouldn't have a plan right now, that you need a plan, it means that you're more concerned about losing the war in Iraq than you are about success. First of all, nothing that I said had anything to do with losing the war in Iraq, but I would tell those same people who criticize me that you need to look at what Karl Rove has done and tell me if that's better. And in fact, what Democrats need to do is more of what I was suggesting, which is to really take a hard-nosed look at the politics and see what works. Now, the only question I have, Don, about what you said, and by the way, before we go any further, let me be one to tell you how much we appreciate the service you've given to your country. I have always felt that the Vietnam War veterans really got a raw deal in America, and that's why I take such pride in talking about the fact that my opposition to the war in Iraq is not because I don't support the troops, but precisely because I do support them, and I don't want them in harm's way, and I did not feel that we needed to go to war there when we could have kept the inspectors on the ground, let them find out exactly what we found out, which is that there was nothing there. The only difference would be there would be 2,000 sets of American parents who wouldn't have had to get knocks on the door to tell them that their son or daughter has been killed. But my only reservation, Don, with your statement was that you referred to them as fascists and neo-Nazis. Now, I recognize the passion of your feeling, but I have to tell you, Don, that from the standpoint of view of Carl Jeffries, that's exactly what I have been about, is saying that this is what we need to eschew. That the, and here's my concern, Don. For the, as soon as you use fascists and neo-Nazis, the very people that you really, I believe, can reach, you're a Vietnam veteran, you've served your country, the people on the right that need to hear you, as soon as they hear that, will completely dismiss you as being a Jane Fonda, red communist flag waving kind of thing. And I use, and Jane Fonda's gotten a bad rap, but that's because, in fact, if I can always use her name as symbolic of what the right pictures everybody on the left as, opposed to war. I'm not opposed to war. I'm opposed to this war. You know, I mean, World War II was a great war to fight, and we had to fight that one in order to save the world from and to save the world from Hitler and the neo-Nazis that you're talking about. But I would just suggest to you that from a democratic strategy point of view, the right and conservatives would like nothing better than to have the leaders in the Democratic Party try to go out and attack President Bush and the Bush administration as fascists and neo-Nazis. You know why? We can't win on that approach, Don. I don't need to attack the president personally. He's not a Nazi. He's not a fascist, per se. He's a born-again Christian. I think he's a good man. But what he has done as president, why would I need to attack him personally? With all the material he's given me, with the policy decisions that he's made, that we can reasonably sit down and say, this was wrong, that was wrong. You know, you flew in and you told Brown, you know, Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job. You know, and then a week later, and I know this for a fact, the president asked somebody around him, is that guy gone yet? In other words, if that's true, then that means that when the president went in and said to Michael Brown of FEMA, Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job, that he didn't have any real evidence that he was, or otherwise he wouldn't have turned around so fast a week later. And what does that tell us? It tells us that the president relied on the same kind of faulty intelligence about how good a job Michael Brown was doing as he relied on about the weapons of mass destruction. Now, that's not a personal attack on the president. That's an absolute criticism of administration policy. And when I do that, it amazes me. The people on the right have gotten so spoiled with Hannity and Limbaugh and O'Reilly that now all you have to say is, you know, I'm not quite sure I agree with the president on that. Bingo, you're bashing the president again. You know, and that's what we all have the right to do, is to disagree and to have a civil argument. But when we go to the stage of saying he's a fascist or neo-Nazi, I do believe that that discredits our argument and weakens our ability to make the points that we need to make. Because they can counter that. They can dismiss you, they can argue, and they can label you. But if you raise the points that you have been raising and that about working class people and that I'm raising, they can't run away from those points, Don. They have to come up with an answer rather than just dismissing you as one of the Honda disciples. See what I mean?
I understand what you're saying. That's why, you know, I am not a professional politician. That's why we should that's why we have people like Dean who should be, you know, shaping and molding the message.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You're not going to change my belief that these guys are borderline Nazis.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know, I agree with what your premise is. We need to shape and mold the argument better than what I'm saying. I'm not a politician. I'm just a citizen out here who's really concerned about this country.
Right.
But we cannot let up on these guys. You know, just like you said, if you say one thing about it, they're going to turn and twist your argument no matter what you say.
Okay? Exactly, Don.
We cannot let these guys up off the canvas.
Okay,
we've
Don, you know what?
We got them where we want them. We need to keep pounding them, and we need to,
tell the people the truth. I don't know if we have them where we want them. I remember when Jack Kennedy did that famous press conference after the steel strike, and one of the reporters says, Mr. President, do you think big business now thinks maybe they have you where they want you? And Jack Kennedy says, well, I'm not sure I'm where big business wants me to be. Being White House. So I think he was great. We don't have presidents like that anymore.
Sure. You know, one more thing.
But I only got 12 seconds, Don.
One more thing. To our right-wing friends that are listening.
Yes.
In the 60s, Jack Kennedy toured all over the world and hundreds of thousands of people came out everywhere to greet him. And
millions.
Even as recently as when Reagan was there.
Yes, that's correct.
When our president goes anywhere, we have no respect anywhere in the world.
Okay, that's Don, listen, thank you again for your service. I have to take a break. The number is 303-713-7600. And I hope, folks, that you appreciate. I'm not going to let up either, but I'm not going to give them the chance to easily evade the argument by coming up with their patented responses if I allow them to by giving them the gift of saying that he's a fascist or neo-Nazi. They love that kind of response because it enables them to avoid answering the question of where that intelligence was. Why did we have to go to a war of choice, not necessity? And why is it that, in fact, we had the support of the world community after 9/11 and then lost it when we distracted ourselves from the real war on terror to go after Saddam Hussein, who was not part of 9/11, which is in contrast to what the president said when he put his arms around the firefighter in New York and said that I hear you and the people who brought down these buildings, we'll hear all of us soon. And it turns out the people who brought down the buildings didn't hear any of us because we let them go so we could go after Saddam Hussein for other itinerary and agenda priorities that the neocons had been working on all the way back to the Republican Convention of 2000. Now, let them answer those. And I didn't attack anybody, so they'd have to answer those specific points. That's what we need to have more of. Thank you. It's great to be here, folks. Thanks for the calls to Don, a service veteran. We love that, and we really respect and honor him. 303-713-7600. Let me hear what you're thinking about these topics and some of the other ones, and stay with us for the conversations we're going to have on some of the other topics as well. AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm Carl Jeffers. Great to be here with you today.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com. Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In Dream Home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime. Only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month. Applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra-Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson in-stock parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call us now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center, much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Welcome back. I'm Carl Jeffers, top of the day to you. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. You can hear probably the smile on my face because that's how much I love that music. And again, I like telling this to our listeners because it shares something with you. I'm one of the few people in the country that has a big band themes. And these are actually the themes that my producer, John, has put up for him today. Regular themes we don't have. We might have them for tomorrow. I will be here for one more day, by the way. I'll be here with you tomorrow. But the reason why I laugh, because it makes me feel so good about all of the things we have to talk about. We have some tough issues to discuss. And rather than having the normal approach, which is in talk radio, the approach is, and this is their policy, is to play heavy metal, edgy music, because it's designed to get you irritated. The idea is that if you're upset, then you'll call in. I have to tell you, I don't need that nonsense. Upset, irritated, and calling in, and then you're going to share it with me. I can get that at home. You know, I like people to say, we're going to have a tough discussion. We're going to have some heated discussions. We're going to go after the issues. We're not going to let up. And then when it's time to end it, since we don't have personal attacks on my show, we can all still take a break and have a relaxing beverage. And music like that makes you feel good about going through the rest of the day. And it makes me feel good. That's what we're doing that. Robin is in Denver this morning. Let's bring Robin on in the 3713-7600 is the number. Carl Jeffers sitting in for Jay Marvin. Good morning, Robin. Welcome to the show today.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Hi, John.
Wonderful. I just wanted to call this morning and thank you for saying something that I have been thinking, oh, probably for the last year, and was beginning to think that I was the only progressive in the world that really did not believe in name-calling.
Oh.
you know, it is so sophomoric, and it is so important not to revert to that high school venue of name-calling when we are doing something as important as trying to reclaim our country.
Well, Robin, I really appreciate that point. You know, I have to tell you that my main reason for not doing it is because it's just simply not my personality. It's not the way I was raised, and it's not the way I engage with people. But in terms of the political discussion for today, and I don't mean today meaning today,
right,
Thursday, I mean today, in America today, I've been objected to it from the standpoint of view of people feeling that way or feeling passionately that way. My concern is that strictly from a political strategy point of view, it does not help us win, and I'm tired of having these wonderful statements about how good this campaign was, how wonderful the candidate was, and at the end of the day, Republicans still have control of the Supreme Court, the House, the Senate, and the White House. And I don't think that Americans themselves really respond to that kind of attack, and
no,
I think that the right needs to learn not working anymore as comfortably as it has worked for them. But I will, and I'm going to let you make another comment, Robin. I want to just make one last statement here that I have been saying for a year now, because you know we have Progressive Talk, we have Air America, that for the last 7 years or so we have been complaining about the domination of far right conservative talk radio on the airwaves, where they start out in the morning going right after Ted Kennedy, and then they take a coffee break, and then when they come back from the coffee break, it's after Bill and Hillary the rest of the day. And
exactly,
it's all day long. Well, I don't think it helps us if when we get a chance now, and we're finally getting a chance, if we go on the air and do the same thing, would Americans want to trade one for the other? I don't know. I mean, I want balance, but I don't know that we need to do and engage in the same thing. And for us, because we have certain vulnerabilities in terms of how they attack us, when we do this kind of thing, it actually feeds into their plan and helps them.
I totally agree with that. I've been an activist for a specific organization for almost 30 years, and even within that organization, I have stood up and I have said, now is not the time for us to do name calling.
Okay.
And if all we can stand on is name calling, then we have absolutely no right calling ourselves
right.
activists.
Okay, Robin, listen, I appreciate the call. The music's there, and you have to go. But the one thing I want to reassure you, Robin, is we don't have just that to stand on. And you've heard me already this morning.
Exactly.
I went down a litany that anybody in the administration would have a tough time coming up with answers because I never did give them a chance to say, well, you're attacking me personally or this, that, and the other. I just simply went after the issues, listed them, went wound down the list. And I got a few left here, too. And let them come up with responses to that.
Thank you again, Carl.
All right, Robin. Well, I'll be here again tomorrow. Delighted that you were able to call. Thank you. You have a great day out there. 303-713-7600. Jim's out in Loveland. We're going to get to him right after the break to give him more time to share his opinion and thoughts with us. Looking forward to that. And looking forward to talking with you, too, as well. And looking forward to talking to myself as well and sharing with you all of the topics that I want to cover in these next few hours today. It's going to be a great visit. I'm enjoying it already immensely. And I sure hope that you'll stay with me a little longer as I sit in for J. Marvin today. We'll be right back here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, checking traffic. Have one issue working right now. It's westbound I-70. Crash involving a semi. Good news is it's off to the right shoulder just before I-270, but expect a little bit of curiosity slowing there. That's out 25, looking real good, coming out of Thornton North Glen into downtown and through T-Rex. 225, also in great shape. And C-470, moving along just fine as you make your way through Highlands Ranch. Now around town, things are a little busy on Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, South Boulder Road, Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93 are filling in, and the Turnpike still pushing top speeds as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Under the forecast, going to see partly cloudy skies today. Highs in the 50s. We're at 40 degrees right now. I'm AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Edge Bolts. Weekday afternoons, 1 to 4.
What I'm talking about is not a liberal or conservative issue.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th, 6 p.m. Amber Homes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information, or as a player, log on to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated server and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
For the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver, MaxNights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column and Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
What do you want to do tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand Laptop Coffee. Laptop Coffee is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to what most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots of rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order a free sample pack.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Carl Jeffers, sitting in for Jay Marvin. Good to be here with you this morning in Denver, in the great state of Colorado, too. A state, by the way, that is now in play for both red and blue, thanks to a lot of things that have happened, demographically and otherwise. And your governor knows it, and a lot of people in the Democratic and Republican Party knows it as well. It's still a fairly safe Republican state, but there is a real, real movement that makes Colorado a state that's in play. And it was great to come back with the In the Mood theme there from Glenn Miller, one of his biggest hits, in fact, and one of the anthems of the swing period, the swing era. And it's always interesting to see when that song comes on, even young people who are, in fact, not involved or not interested in swing, they'll get up and start dancing or come up with something to do with it. So I like seeing that, too. We've got a few callers here that I want to try to get to in this segment if we can. The number is 303-713-7600. And by the way, I want you to know that some of the things that we may not get to them all today. I'm here today and tomorrow. I want to talk about the revelation about the 9/11 loans, that a lot of loans that were made to so-called businesses who were damaged or lost as a result of 9/11 were made to people who had nothing to do with 9/11. An optometrist in Milwaukee, a beauty salon in Denver. You know, and I don't want to get any more specific, or some of you will probably be driving by over there to try to find them. No, but my point is, I want to talk about that. And what do you think we should do about that? I want to talk about that Alaska Air accident yesterday, where the baggage handler drove the conveyor belt into the plane and did not report it, and the plane had to make an emergency landing and could have exploded. And it raises some issues of safety. And do you know the TSA is now thinking of a new plan where they will engage in conversation with passengers in order to try to detect whether they're nervous or not, to see if they could be a security threat and have them screened or taken off the line. Now, give me a break. They can't even figure out whether or not your blade is 4 inches or 5 inches on a nail file, and now you want them to play Dr. Phil, and they're going to be a sort of pseudo-psychologist, and they're going to engage in conversation with you to determine whether you're nervous or not, and that will determine whether you get on the plane or not? This is ridiculous. This whole thing is ridiculous. We're going to talk about tax cuts, and they've got a new round of tax cuts coming up in February when Congress comes back. I don't know if you know about that. This is after just cutting $40 billion last week from schools funding, Head Start, school loans, from Medicare. That's supposed to be their answer to the budget deficit, but they got the $200 million in there for the Bridge to Nowhere in Alaska, and now they want another round of tax cuts? I'll tell you, folks, I wish November came in February so we could kind of move things up here, because things have got to change. Let's go to Jim out in Loveland, who's been very patient. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to the show. And I didn't attack anybody personally either in that little tirade there, and yet I made a lot of points that they'd have a tough time coming up with answers with without attacking anybody. If you disagree, based on what I said, we could disagree and we could still go to the game or something. Well, actually, Denver does have a game. They look pretty good. I was thinking of Coors Field. I was thinking of the Colorado Rockies, and that's like my Mariners in Seattle and the Dodgers last year. They're not going anywhere right now. But the Rockies are going 2 rounds. Now, I know I'll get some calls on that. what are you kidding me? They can't go more than 2 rounds. Either New England or Indianapolis. We'll take care of that. Jim in Loveland. Good morning, Jim. How you doing, buddy?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Good to have you with us this morning.
I've been to Mile High. They have great foot-long dogs.
Ah, okay.
In fact, I was at Mile High with my brother-in-law on Monday night, September 10th, 2008. 2001.
Is that right?
Yeah, and he's a pilot for America West, and he... I talked to him the next morning when I saw the second plane flying to the building, and he said, well, I guess I'm not going to work today. And he said, do you have any idea how much it costs to shut down every airport in the country for even one day?
Yeah.
But anyway, I really do appreciate your comments this morning, and I like Jay a lot, too. I've talked to him a couple times about the personal insults thing. As a disillusioned Democrat, I really don't want to make a political comment here, but I just wish that would stop. You know, there's a lot of comedians and people, and I really appreciate how you approach the thing with, you know, facts and figures and not personal insults, because that really is not constructive. And
thank my mom and dad, Jim, because that's just how they raised me. I'm just not comfortable with it, just even in my personal life, and I'm glad of that, because it would be easy for me to do that sort of thing.
Right.
But you know what? It only makes it easy for them on the other side. That's the problem with that.
Well, Paul Begala, I don't know if you've ever heard some of the comments he's made in passing when he was on Crossfire, but he...
Oh, way beyond passing.
He made passing comments that he likes Bush personally. He thinks he thinks he's a lovely man. But he just totally disagrees with it. That's fine. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. The comment I wanted to make was that it seems as though Bush, it seems as though it's come out pretty much clear now that there were many, many, many people around the world, British intelligence, Bill Clinton, John Kerry, George Bush, that talk about this intelligence on WMD that was so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just dying to know what this intelligence was that seemed to have fooled everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And how long is it going to be before we're going to find out what they're talking about? Because there are quotes from Bill Clinton from 1997 and 1998 that sound exactly like George Bush talking 2 years ago.
But see, here's the difference, Jim, and I'm delighted that you brought that up, because it gives me an opportunity to provide another perspective that may help people who feel the way I do, but sometimes seem frustrated that they may not have all of what they feel is the ammunition they need to counter the arguments on the other side. I do not know how long it'll be before we find out, because, as you know, this has been a very tightly run government in terms of secrecy, and so therefore it's quite possible that we may not find out for some time. But here's what I do know. In terms of what the intelligence was saying, it was saying that, in fact, Saddam had reconstituted his nuclear and biological weapons program, that he was interested in developing and obtaining materials to develop a nuclear weapon, and that he, in fact, by reconstituting it, had, in fact, set up with teams of scientists throughout the country in hidden places, an ongoing active program that would create weapons of mass destruction, which could be biological or strictly arsenal-type weapons that could be used to attack the United States. And then the fourth area of that intelligence was that, and I don't know how they got this, they just said it came out of his mind, that they knew for a fact that he was determined to attack the United States. Now, part of that, and much of that, was coming from Ahmad Shalabi, who was our favorite Iraqi and who was destined to be the head of the country. He, by the way, got the lowest number of votes in the Iraqi elections 2 weeks ago. Just shows you how much the Iraqis think of him. And no, under a plea agreement for fraud with Jordan. But notwithstanding that, I mean, everybody has their ups and downs. Okay, fine. But here's the problem. He was in exile, and I continued to say that why are we relying on someone who supposedly has his pulse on the feelings of the country, who hasn't been there in 12 years? And as a result, I questioned that to begin with. But then it turned out that, and Ahmad Shalabi, by the way, just so people understand what was happening, we were paying Ahmad Shalabi $200,000 a month with no specifications on how the money was to be spent, other than to support his promotional activities towards opposing the Saddam regime. Now, with $200,000 a month, I can oppose a lot of regimes and still have some left over for whatever my personal needs are at $200,000 a month. But that's not the worst of it, folks. I mean, if I have enough time here, I can keep going. The worst of it is that Shalabi was relying on his intelligence that he was providing to us, and he was the Pentagon's favorite, Donald Rumsfeld. They all fed him, wined and dined him. He was relying on information from Operation Curveball, and it turns out that Operation Curveball, the only curveball he threw was the curveball he threw to us, because he even acknowledged later that the information was not accurate, and when the information was countered, and it was, let's give credit where it's due, the CIA never bought into this entirely. This was coming from the neocons, why to believe that Saddam had weapons, because they wanted to take Saddam out. They had him on their agenda before 11, and it was coming from the Pentagon, which had been sold by the neocons on this philosophy. But the CIA never bought into it entirely, and that's why George Tenet had to make the argument when he went to the president and said it's a slam dunk, because the president wanted to be reassured that the CIA was with him on this plan, because he had doubts about their loyalty. So Tenet went the other way and said, don't worry, we're there with you. And Shalabi said, well, it doesn't matter if the information is not correct. Any reason that we get the United States in to take out Saddam Hussein is worth it in the long run. That may be fine over the world history of events, but that's not what the American people were told, and it's not the reason that the American people bought into supporting the invasion of Iraq and the war in Iraq at the time they were doing it. And the American people now realize that it is separate from the war on terror, and indeed may be a distraction.
But the story that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and all the things you're talking about started before George Bush was inaugurated.
Oh, absolutely. The only problem I have with that, Jim, and then I have to leave for a break here, and the number's 303-713-7600, is that yes, the conservatives and the supporters of the war keep saying everybody had the same intelligence and relied on the same intelligence. That is correct. Even back to the Clinton years, everybody had that same intelligence, everybody relied on it, but nobody else felt that based on that intelligence, we should invade Iraq. They all felt we should work within the world body of the United Nations, let the inspection teams stay on the ground, and do what, as Scott Ritter was saying, an intrusive inspection process that was, in fact, keeping Saddam in a box. He couldn't do anything because we had him in a box with the no-fly zones, with the intrusive inspections. And I'll talk about this when we get back. Saddam was his own greatest ally for us not having to worry about him launching an attack against us, despite what Dick Cheney said.
I appreciate everything you've said. Very informative. Thank you.
Okay, you bet, Jim. We'll talk to you at another time. You take care. 303-713-7600. 60 Progressive Talk. I'm Carl Jeffers, sitting in for Jay Marvin. We'll be here today and tomorrow. Hope you'll stay the rest of the morning with me. Delighted to be here. Really enjoying the show. We'll be right back.
Andy Rose.
These are interesting times in which to live inside the United States. Really fascinating. We've become everything we despise. We have limited freedom. We have people listening to our private phone calls. We have people private email. 80,000 people on the terror watch now. 80,000! Now anybody can be eavesdropped upon, and you'll never know.
Hopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or a electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's topic.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Sports Network is Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your tour and bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $5 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
About what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player pair pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to TV.
In my dream home, TV would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime. Only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including multiple channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Don't sit under the apple tree.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm Carl Jeffers. Welcome back. Sitting in for Jay Marvin, who will be back on Monday. I'm delighted to be here and certainly delighted to share with you my joy of Glenn Miller's music, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. Another big hit for him. Another big hit for him. You know that at Glenn Miller was the band who replaced Benny Goodman in 1939 as America's most favorite and most popular orchestra. And by 1940, he was leading the most popular orchestra in the world. And, you know, I sometimes think about the fact that the equivalent today of what Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, Glenn Miller, Duke Ellington, and some of the other bands at that period represented was the same as saying Mick Jagger, you know, the Rolling Stones, you know, Elton John. I mean, it's the same kind of equipment. And our grandparents were just as wild about them as young people today are wild about the, you know, the groups that they listen to. And it was always amazing to me. And Dick Clark used to say this. He said, because, you know, actuarially, every generation is 25 years. I don't know, most people know that by now. So a generation is considered 25 years. But in terms of music, Dick Clark used to say that a generation was every 10 years. And Dick Clark used to say that the biggest kick he would get, because, you know, he hosted American Bandstand for, what, 30 years, 40 years. He says, you know, what's amazing to me, he says, that every year people are calling up complaining about the wild, crazy music, Untamed, you know, that we're listening to now. And he says the people are calling the same people who 10 years ago were on the show, you know, dancing to it, and people were calling complaining about them. And it's sort of a cyclical kind of thing. So that's kind of fun. 303-713-7600 is the number, and looking forward to your thoughts on the different issues. I will finish the thought that I had as I was talking with, I believe it was Jim before, with regard to the weapons of mass destruction and the intelligence. The key point that you would want to remember is that, yes, when people make the argument, well, don't just look at President Bush, because everybody relied on the same intelligence, and everybody had the same intelligence. That is essentially correct. Yes, that is true. Although the Senate and the House did not have the same intelligence that the President had, so that's a different level of argument with respect to the authorization of the original resolution, as well as to the spying by the NSA. But in terms of the world community, and in terms of going back to previous administrations, because I'll tell you, you know, I mean, I'm thinking that Bill Clinton's going to have a tough time in the primary this coming year, because the last 5 years, all these decisions that I keep hearing him being blamed for, you know, are going to really make it tough for him to win re-election. but in any event, the point you have to remember is that, yes, everyone relied on the same intelligence, but we were the only ones that, based on that intelligence, decided that we needed to go and invade. Everyone else felt that, based on the intelligence, that the inspections and the inspection team process was sufficient to get the results we wanted. Let's see, actually, had Dave, who was holding on in Denver, was being very patient, so I'm going to bring Dave on right now and remind you that your number is 303-713-7600. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. Look forward to exchanging your thoughts and exchanging our ideas and conversation on this. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us today. Dave, you there? It looks like Dave's got a bad cell phone. Are we back with Dave? Do we have him now? I guess not. Okay. Well, Dave, I guess. All right. Well, my producer's really trying to get him on, so we're going to try once more. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I was going to say, you need the friends and family plan, my buddy.
I tell you what, I'm driving up to Cheyenne right now, so I keep running in and out of the cell. I hope I get a chance to say something here.
Well, there you go. Maybe you should pull over right now where you've got a good signal so I can hear everything you want to say.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I'm just on my way to an appointment. Anyhow, I've been listening to your show. I appreciate everything you've had to say. I think one thing that the Democratic Party really needs to focus on, though, is oversight. I think if we can put together some ads that really educate the American people that no oversight has been going on in this Congress, it's going to wake some people up. And I think the whole NSA eavesdropping is really going to help with that. But I read an article a couple weeks back where the Republican Party, had some 1,000-plus hours of congressional investigations into Bill Clinton's Christmas cards and whether or not taxpayer dollars were being paid for these Christmas cards that were going out, yet only 12 hours of congressional hearings on Abu Ghraib.
Listen, there's no question, Dave, that we need a balanced Congress. We need checks and balances. The Democrats need to have one House of Congress in order to make sure that we can have investigations, to make sure we can have committees when we need them, and hopefully we'll be able to change that. I appreciate that call. Got to run, Dave, but hopefully we're able to get your point in. 303-713-7600. I'm Carl Jeffers. We'll be right back. 760 Progressive Talk. Stay with us.
Ed Schultz.
Weekday afternoons 1 to 4.
What I'm talking about is not a liberal or conservative issue. It's true.
760 Progressive Talk.
KCN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter King. High winds and lots of fire. Parts of Oklahoma and Texas still burning for another day. Grass fires burning through thousands of acres, destroying more than 100 homes and leaving at least 5 dead in 2 states. Cross Plains, Texas has been hit particularly hard. Dave Reed lives there.
All my neighbors lost their houses and everything. And it got 2 feet from my propane tanks, which would have took out my house and that whole block.
Texas Governor Rick Perry is due to take a helicopter tour of the area this afternoon. Torrential rains are the story along the Pacific coast. Flood warnings are up for Northern California. And in Oregon, this apartment manager has already been bailing water.
I checked in the laundry room and the next 2 units down there as well. I'll have at least, 3 to 6 inches of water in their apartments.
This is E. Futterman in Los Angeles. More bad weather is expected throughout much of the West again. Heavy rain has been causing havoc, especially in the Pacific Northwest and Northern California. There have been numerous mudslides, and rivers are reaching flood levels. There may be a bit of a respite, but by the end of the day, another storm is expected to arrive. Southern California has so far been spared, but this storm system is moving south and could result in rain on Monday when the annual Rose Parade takes place.
That parade goes on, rain or shine. His wife says a Milwaukee man who was savagely beaten Monday night is doing better. A mob of about 15 young people punched and kicked Samuel McClain. So far, few clues, no arrests. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says if somebody doesn't come forward soon, things could get worse.
The no snitch rule equals more violence. When people do not work with the police department, it leads to street violence. It leads to more mayhem, and that is not something that we can tolerate. rate.
The parent company of Independence Air is reportedly saying the airline could be grounded as early as next week. Washington Post reports that employees have gotten letters that say the airline will stop flying January 7th if it can't find a major investor or a buyer. New unemployment claims rose by some 3,000 last week, but analysts call the increase mild and very close to expectations. New York reported the biggest rise, mostly because of layoffs in construction. Illinois had the biggest drop. Well, help seems to be just a phone call away for almost any crisis.
Hello, and happy holidays. This is Dr. Laundry, and you've reached my holiday stain hotline.
How Clorox has come up with something for those of us who are really good at spilling food all over ourselves, especially around holiday time.
For gravy stains, press 1. For cranberry sauce, press 2. For chocolate or hot chocolate, press 3.
Those seem to be the most popular stains so far this season. Of course, we haven't gotten to the New Year's Eve champagne yet. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 25 points, NASDAQ up to over 1. This is CBS News.
Introduces Dallas SWAT.
Got this house completely surrounded.
When the threat is serious.
Murder suspect barricaded inside his residence.
They have a variety of weapons in there. Sawed-off shotguns, AK-47s.
The solution is obvious.
When the citizens need help, they call the police. When the police need help, they call the SWAT team.
Dallas SWAT, the real-life series that puts you in the crossfire.
They're going to see us coming. There's no doubt in my mind.
Dallas SWAT premieres Thursday, January 5th at 10, 9 central. Only on A&E.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
New the menswear
AM 760 progressive traffic.
Oh, we have another pretty easy ride on our hands this morning. Just a couple little issues going on. Have debris in the right two lanes up on 225 near 6th Avenue, so that's going to slow you down just a bit. Also, watch for a wreck. It's on the ramp from Pecos onto eastbound I-76. Other than that, southbound I-25 bunches just a bit for if you're headed into downtown and through T-Rex I-70. Back up to speeds in both directions between Regenora and around town. We're picking up. They're busy now on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Turnpike looking real good this morning through Broomfield and Westminster. On to the forecast. Mix of sun and clouds today. Highs in the 50s. We're at 41 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, the real story, 24/7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Welcome back. Top of the day to you. I'm Carl Jeffers. That's where I welcome everybody to my show. Top of the day to you, and I really mean that. Hope you're having a great day. And I'm delighted to be here sitting in for Jay Marvin. And visiting with you for today and tomorrow. And as I've introduced myself already, I won't go through the bio part of it now. By now, even if you don't know the other things that I've done, you've had an idea of and you've gotten a chance to be introduced to me. So, you know, I feel pretty energetic and passionate about the issues and hopefully that I can discuss them in a way that at least makes sense to you, even while at the same time providing you with a different perspective sometimes that also may give you some additional information of Beaver the Beaver when you says, Barbara Billingsley, that's who Beaver's mom was, and she would say something like, Warren, aren't you being a little tougher on the Beaver? And it reminded me of, and I've used this in speeches, because it goes up well to show how America has changed. Because, you know, back in those days, it would be sort of like at the end of the day when Beaver would come in and his mother would say to him now, Beaver, your principal called today, you know, and I was thinking today in America today it would be, Beaver, where do you think you're going with that gun? You know, And what's Eddie doing out in the car? Because, you know, Eddie Haskell today, that's, he's got to be some kind of serial sexual offender. I mean, so that's I love that. By the way, I'm a big Columbo fan, folks. So just one more thing if you want to know. One more question. That's my kind of guy, Detective Columbo. And he does it without violence. Let's see. We've got Chris, who's been holding over. So without resetting the topic, we are talking about Iraq. I'm going to bring Chris on so that he can get on with his day and his shopping and all that, and returns and so forth. So Chris is out in Loveland. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to the show today.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, good.
Just one comment. I got to watch C-SPAN the other night. I caught Bill Clinton had an open podium speech on the 10th of November this year, and I'm not sure where the university is at. It was somewhere in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to talk about his presidency and some of the things that he did and what he liked about his presidency and what he didn't like about it. And he got to talk about, you know, how he dealt with Saddam Hussein. And in regards to what the Republicans might want to say, he made an interesting comment. And his comment was that, you know, they did a lot of pinpoint bombing with intelligence that they received in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And the goal of the pinpoint bombing that they did, according to the president, was to get rid of these facilities that they believed were harboring chemical, biological weapons, and anything else that was deemed, you know, unsafe.
Mm-hmm.
And the point that he made that I thought was fantastic was that he said, "It seems like we did a heck of a job based on what we found over there so far." and I thought that was... I thought that was really great, and
right.
I thought to myself, you know, nobody really gives him credit for being diplomatic.
And, oh, they do. They actually do. They actually do.
The Republicans don't, and they paint him with such a brush. And I think a lot of people tend to look at that and they say, oh, well, you're right. You know, he didn't do this and he didn't do that. And he really, in my mind, did what you need to do as a president. He used the right channels.
He
got the world involved. He got the United Nations involved. He got NATO involved. And he did it in such a manner that we didn't look like the bad guy going in there. We looked like the guy that was trying to do good for the world. And that's what I really appreciated about him, and I really liked his speech.
No, I think you've made a well-taken point, well-spoken, Chris. But I would add, though, that I would differ with you on one area. What you were saying about what Bill Clinton's strength was, his diplomacy, his ability to communicate, to engage effectively, to charm. That's actually the only thing that the conservatives and the Republicans will give credit to Bill Clinton for. They do acknowledge that. They try to say that Ronald Reagan, of course, was the best of all, and then they'll say, but Bill Clinton was good, too. And we appreciate that. That's a wonderful concession. But the point is, there was nobody better than Bill Clinton, because he did it without index cards. He was just that good. And this is not to take anything away from Ronald Reagan, because his, you know, when he read the cards, his timing was good, it was excellent. But Clinton was a natural. And that is the one thing they will give him credit for. The other thing that I would mention that's important is that, and you made the point about the intelligence that they had, that it is important to remember again that based on the intelligence that they had, their objective was to keep Saddam in a box, to prevent him from being able to threaten anyone else. And remember, President George Herbert Walker Bush, the current president's father, even he acknowledged that the mandate that they had in 1991, with the world community supporting, and with a real coalition, friends, not a coalition of troops from Alabama, Washington, Colorado, Texas, and Massachusetts, but a real coalition of troops from countries where many of those countries were actually paying for the cost of the war. He even said, our mandate was to drive Saddam out of Kuwait, not drive him out of Iraq. And those are Republicans, and it's Republicans who criticize President George Herbert Walker Bush for not supposedly going in and finishing the job. Those Republicans failed to realize what George Herbert Walker Bush, Brent Scowcroft, and the other senior administration officials back in the early 90s realized, which was you do not violate the terms of a mandate that has been agreed to by all of the parties of the coalition. That effort had they decided to undertake to overthrow Saddam and drive him out, would have completely destroyed the coalition and set the entire Arab world, which George Herbert Walker Bush took the time over 6 months to build up successfully as a coalition. It would have been a coalition overnight, and it would have set the Arab world against us. And he was right to do it then, and I believe that his son was wrong to make the decision to go without the UN, particularly when we do know that this current President Bush really had no intention of working with the UN, and in fact had been persuaded by Colin Powell to even go back to the UN. So we clearly know that the agenda for going into Iraq went way beyond the scope of what we were involved with 9/11. And the problem I have is that if the American people had been told that we were going to go into Iraq to make it a safe democracy for the world, to overthrow a sadistic, evil dictator, and to bring democracy and freedom to people who have been oppressed, if that was told to the American people, and they said that, you know what, we've got a lot to deal with 9/11 and with fighting the terrorists who attacked us, but if this is what you want to do, we're fine with that. We'll add a couple extra billion as well for that and go after that. But if they did not agree to that, what they were told was that Saddam represented a direct, imminent threat to the security of the United States, and Dick Cheney said that he was massing weapons on the border, ready to attack us in 45 minutes, and not to be outdone, Tony Blair said, no, not 45 minutes, he's ready to attack us in 15 minutes. And the American people bought into that, as well as an implication. And I'll be the first to say, President Bush never said that Saddam was part of 9/11. But my friends, here's what happens. If you start out every sentence by saying, we will go after the terrorists who attacked us, and we will fight terrorism around the world, and Saddam Hussein, your time is running out, and you've got to comply with the UN resolutions or face the consequences, what do you think the good folks out in Iowa and Missouri are going to think? They're going to think that he was part of 9/11 because it's an implicit connection, even though they are right when they say the president never said that. And I'm the first to say that you're right. He never said that. But the implication was so strong, he didn't need to say that because you, as a political strategist, Mr. Rove, capitalized on the fact that you knew that the American people were believing that not only was Saddam behind 9/11, but 40% of Americans today probably still believe, I know they did as of the election of 2004, 40% when the polls opened on November the 2nd, 2004, 40% of the American people who were voting still believed that there were Iraqis on the planes. Now, did the administration ever say they were? No. But did they ever say they weren't? No. Why not? Because if they think that you're believing that, it's to our advantage to let you continue to believe that.
Yeah, excellent points. You know what? I just wanted to make that comment about Clinton. I just felt like nobody was really giving him credit for kind of taking Saddam Hussein to task and,
right,
and doing it, in my opinion, the more reasonable and the smart way about it. Thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Beck, Chris. And just remember, folks, if you ever want to sum it up right away, go to Madeleine Albright's comment. This was a war of choice, not necessity, because they had him boxed in, he couldn't do anything, and that would have allowed us to continue to pursue Osama bin Laden and al-Zarqawi in Afghanistan, where there really was the kind of terrorist threat that we were saying that was existing in Iraq and didn't exist then, but does exist now thanks to us. Anyway, Kathy's out in Littleton. Kathy, rather than take you now and only give you 12 seconds, I'm going to take a break. If you can stay with me, I'm committed to you. So we're going to go through the day together. When I come back, you're going to be first up. And the number for you, for the rest of us, is 303-713-7600. Give us a call. We'll continue our conversation. I'm Carl Jeffers for J. Marvin. Great to be here today. Hope you're having a great day. We'll be right back on AM 760 Progressive Talk Radio.
For the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays.
or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for the Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping. MileHighMarket.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomhd.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, folks, to show you how much I love this music, these are not my themes. My themes are big bands, but they are my themes. But my producer knows how much I love the music, that he's coming up with things that he's found that gives me that lift that I like when I come back in. And so I'm hearing this for the first time, but I know that was Glenn Miller and that was Tex Beneke on the saxophone. And Tex Beneke just died about a year and a half ago. He was 83 years old. He lived out in Palm Springs. And up until he was about 81, he was still performing with a big band. And he was the guy, for those of you who have just kind of vaguely familiar with the swing era, now don't get any ideas. It was still before my time, too. It was before yours. But the difference is just like I approach history, or my love for presidential history, and Teddy Roosevelt was my favorite president of all, as FDR is close, and of course Lincoln, you know, I have to go with Lincoln. But you'd be surprised how highly I regard George Washington. And I think the schools in America, with this revisionist history approach, are doing themselves and our country a disservice by lowering the ranking of how important George Washington was to our country. But we can deal with that another day, okay? But in terms of the music, what I'm saying is that I wasn't part of that era, and I was born long afterwards, but I love that music. And anything that, and if you've got kids, tell them this. Anything that they develop a passion for, just tell them to learn as much as they can about it. And we didn't have the Internet 20 years ago, 15, 20, 25 years ago. But now, if your kid has a passion for a topic, for whether it's archaeology or geology or math or whatever it is, even music, they can learn so much about it, and it enables them to enjoy it so much more. And that's what happened with me with that music of the 30s and 40s. I could talk about it as if I was there. And so people who were older, who were of that generation, appreciated that this 12 or 13-year-old was talking about, oh, yeah, I remember Woody Herman. He recorded that number in 42. It was a cold winter that year. You know, I mean, my parents hadn't even met yet, let alone, you know what I mean? So my point is that Tex Beneke, though, was the singer on a song that was one of the most popular from the swing era called I Gal in Kalamazoo. And for a lot of us who did not grow up in that era, and for a lot of you who don't even listen to that music, you probably have heard that. It's almost like the Bette Midler Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B, I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo. But Tex Beneke, many of you who do like the music probably didn't know what happened to him. Well, he lived to be 83 and just died about a year and a half ago living in Palm Springs. Kathy is out in Littleton. I know Kathy's saying, all right, well, thanks for that music info, Carl, but I'll just assume stick with, the Sex Pistols or something like that. But I don't know. Maybe Kathy's a Nat King Cole fan. Who knows? Hello, Kathy. Welcome to the show today.
Hi, Carl. Thank you so much for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I just wanted to comment on Bush's, he acts like a dictator. Comes to corrupting an election or invading a country based on bogus information that he has said the parties. And I just am real concerned that unless we step up to the plate and really start examining what is going on and really push for something to be done about it, that we're going to have another corrupted election in 2006 and in 2008. So far, he's gotten kind of a pass and go on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm real concerned about it.
Well, Kathy, let me say this, I really appreciate your comment, because you have raised a new point that I can comment on that is one that is very, very important to me. Let me start off by saying that your comment about he acts like a dictator, there's nothing for me to say to that, because the way you phrase that, that's your opinion. He acts like a dictator. Now, what some will say is he's a dictator, and if you said that, I would have to say, no, he's not a dictator, and there's no evidence to suggest that he is. Furthermore, our government doesn't have it structured so that he can be a dictator. So I would have to question that as not the same as a personal attack, but it's borderline. But the way you phrased it, that's your opinion. You think he acts like a dictator. And frankly, there are leaders in the world, even in Western civilizations and in democracies, who from time to time act like a dictator. I'll give you an example. One of my favorite presidents, and I did not say he was my favorite, because Teddy Roosevelt's my favorite, nor am I saying that he was one of our great presidents, because I'm a person who's objective enough. For instance, I despise Woodrow Wilson because he was anti-Semitic, even with the efforts of Bernard Brooke to help win World War I, and he was very much anti-black. The first day that Woodrow Wilson was president of the United States, he resegregated the White House, which Teddy Roosevelt had integrated as president. Yet, having that personal feeling about Woodrow Wilson, I absolutely would have to rank him above presidents who I like better, because he was one of our greatest presidents. So that's how objective I can be. So what I'm saying to you is that one of my favorite presidents, although he was not one of our greatest, was Lyndon Johnson. I thought Lyndon Johnson was a great president in terms of, as a person, I just liked his presidency. But there's no question that many people say he acted like a dictator. I remember a story about him being on Air Force One, and they were going through an army base, and one of the aides pointed over to where the helicopter, the presidential helicopter was, and he said, Mr. President, no, that's your helicopter over there at the other end of the strip there. And Lyndon Johnson said to him, son, these are pretty much all my helicopters. I mean, you know, so that is possible. And so you, the way you put it, you believe that President Bush acts like a dictator. I could tell you that acting like a dictator may not necessarily rule him out as a good president, because it didn't, for me, rule out Lyndon Johnson, and he clearly did that. But if he were a dictator, or if you made the charge that he was a dictator, I would require you or ask you to come up with evidence to suggest that he was a dictator. All of the points that I have raised about my issues with President Bush are issues based on my feeling that the judgments that he has made as president in these areas have not been in the best interest of the country or were more politically motivated than they were designed to really solve the problem that was being created, were all well within his purview as president to make them. I just feel that if you make enough mistakes, then you need to be held accountable. And the last example I'll give you, because I love to share examples with our listeners, Jerry Brown was governor of California several years ago, actually about 20 years ago almost now, and of course he's the son of Pat Brown, who was the famous governor who defeated Richard Nixon, by the way, in 1962, 2 years after Richard Nixon had been defeated by Jack Kennedy. And Jerry Brown was running for re-election as governor. And he was out on the campaign trail, and I'll always remember this. Bob Schieffer, as you know, CBS, who hosts Face the Nation on CBS, and a great reporter. Bob Schieffer tells this story, how, you know, Jerry Brown was going around campaigning, and he would start off by saying, "Now, you know, maybe I was wrong about that, but I think we should do this." And voters were responding, saying, "Gee, you know, I appreciate that, that he's being that honest, saying, you know, maybe he was wrong about that." And then he said, but after a while, he started saying, and maybe I was wrong about this, you know, and maybe I was wrong about that. And then finally, voters started saying, well, you know what? He's right. He was wrong about all those things. I'm not voting for him. and that's what happened to him. So what I'm saying to you is that the things that President Bush has done that you don't like, I don't think would qualify for a charge that he was a dictator, but and that's not what you said. You said he acted like one, and you absolutely can make that assertion because that's your opinion. But I am saying that the things that he has done, even within the purview and the prerogatives of, as President of the United States, have been things which I, and decisions which I feel were not made in the best interest of the American people, and he should be held politically accountable. One of our other callers said that he should be impeached. Impeached for what? You know, you're not going to impeach him. He's not going to be impeached. And so let's waste no time on that, and let's spend the time convincing more Americans that the things he was doing with regard to the authorizations with the NSA are significant enough that rather than waste time on trying to impeach him, get the American people to say that was wrong, and we're going to hold you accountable in the elections in November. You see, that's the way I look at things, Kathy.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Carl, and I thank you for taking my call, and thumbs up, and hopefully things will turn around in 2006.
All right, Kathy. Well, you have a great day out there. Thank you for joining us. And
you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you. Happy New Year to you as well. 303-713-7600 is the number. I look forward to your thoughts on any of the topics we've talked about. We're going to be covering other things. I want to talk about the MySpace website, especially for you parents out there. I want to talk about Katrina and Enron. Don't count on this plea agreement by Rick Causey leading to anything significant with regard to Ken Lay. He may even still have his house in Colorado. I mean, why not? Everybody loves to have a house in Colorado. But Robert's out in Denver. When we come back, we're going to go right to Robert, and we'll go right to you as well if you call in at 303-713-7600. I'm Carl Jeffers. Good to be here. AM 760, Progressive Talk, sitting in for J. Marvin. Be right back.
Well, taking a look at traffic, I actually have a pretty easy drive on our hands right now. Had some earlier debris southbound on 225 near 6th Avenue. That is now out of the way, and things back up to speed there. Also had a wreck working on the ramp from Pecos on eastbound I-76. That, too, has been cleared out of the way. I-25, just a little slow for you right into downtown and through T-Rex and around town. Things look good on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, Belmont, South Boulder Road are moving along fine, and the trip's real good through Broomfield and Westminster. Checking out the forecast, mix of sun and clouds today. Highs in the 50s. We're at 39 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder.
Hey, do you consider yourself a great poker player? Want to test your skills against the likes of Rob Blake, Dan Hino, John Michael Lyles, and Brad May? Then join Amber Holmes for the second annual Full House Celebrity Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 6 p.m. Amber Holmes specializes in affordable townhomes, paired homes, and single-family homes, and they're proud to help local Denver charities through this annual Celebrity Poker Tournament. For more information or to register as a player, log on to amberholmes.com. Amber Holmes, a higher standard.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list.
Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table, electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
If you love your coffee and want to take it with you when you travel, you need to learn about Road Warrior brand laptop coffee. Laptop is travel-friendly coffee, sealed in personal tins. Plus, it's superior gourmet compared to the coffee most hotels leave for you in the room. Each tin contains 2 4-cup filter packs for 2 personal pots. Rich, full-bodied, 100% Arabica coffee. You'll never have to endure lousy in-room hotel coffee again. For a free sample, click the ad on your screen or log on to laptopcoffee.com and order the free sample pack.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, unplug the server.
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Progressive Talk. Welcome back. I'm Carl Jeffers. I think we're okay. So, you didn't mind waiting a couple extra seconds for us to get things organized with that kind of music in the background. See, there's the reason why we have that music, too. That'll keep you with us. We're continuing our discussion this morning, and I'm delighted to be here sitting in for J. Marvin, by the way. J. will be back on Monday with a well-deserved vacation break. And I was pointing out to someone, you know, this is a four-hour show that Jay does, and that's unusual in the radio business. Most shows are 3 hours, so you really have quite a commitment from Jay, who comes in and does 4 hours every day. So he certainly deserves a little vacation time. We're delighted to be able to fill in for him while he's gone and keep you company. And thank you for inviting me into your cars, and wherever else you are, and in terms of maybe on the internet or wherever you may be listening, and I'm delighted to visit with you. The number is 303-713-7600. We have been talking about a bit of Iraq. We've got several other topics we want to get to. I promised that as soon as we came back, we would go to Robert, who's been patiently waiting. And so without further ado, good morning, Robert. The show, good to have you with us today.
Good morning, Carl. Welcome to Denver.
Well, thank you.
I'm guessing by your conversation, you're more of the conservative persuasion. Am I correct?
you know what, Robert? I have to tell you that the best thing that happens to me when I whether I make TV appearances or on the radio is if people call up and say that they think that I'm conservative. I'm a progressive moderate, which means that more often than not, I start in the center and move to the left. And when I say move to the left, I do mean quickly. But here's the difference. Most of the people who are on the air, either or who are make appearances on TV, if they're conservative, they start on the right and have to move back to the center. And if they're liberal, they start on the far left and have to move back to the center. And many times, there's so much distance to cover that they don't get back. But I really do start in the center, but move to the left. There are very few issues that I move towards the right on, but occasionally there are. I'm a laissez-faire capitalist in terms of business, but not in terms of the way this administration is providing government subsidies with your tax dollars to support business. So, you see, there's where I make the distinctions. The difference is, though, I back up my assertions with evidence, with reasoned arguments that you either can at least understand whether you agree with them or not, but I don't get into that hyperbole and the personal attacks and all the other things that only essentially distract from the issue. So no, I'm not a conservative, but I'm a progressive moderate. But I try to make sense, common sense, and that may be the reason why perhaps you thought I was somewhat conservative. Yeah. But I enjoy that kind of comment.
Well, that's understood. And I think that's an excellent stance. That's a great demeanor to have. I mean, that's fantastic. I'm more liberal. You know, I'm very open minded to all of these subjects. And what I'd like to talk about just a little bit is to touch on the war.
Uh huh.
I'm previous military. I was in the Air Force for 12 years. And,
wow.
Really,
well,
really
before important. We even go any further, Robert, let me also, and I never miss this opportunity, let me thank you for your service to our country. And you are the kind of good American that I really like to acknowledge, and not the show host. You know, there's one show out there where you can't even get on if you don't start off with, I won't mention the name, but you say name and you say you're a great American. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep,
yeah.
Exactly.
Well, in this case, you're the great American, not the show host. Thank you for your service. Now, go ahead with your point, Robert.
I sure appreciate that. You know, war in Iraq, the way I feel about this administration, yes, I think more people are now realizing that it is a war of choice. Myself, I don't know about yourself, but I see this as a diversion to democracy. I think there's hidden agendas, one of them being oil, another one being future military bases. May or may not be true, but this is the gist, and this is what I'm getting from this administration. You know, and it's amazing to me that people have the audacity to say, well, you're against, you're anti-American, you're a treasonist, you're against the troops. No, that's not it at all. If you would realize that there's a thing called foreign diplomacy,
mm-hmm.
and diplomatic ties. This is not something that I agree with. Okay, I do support the troops wholeheartedly, more than ever, and it's a slap in the face for somebody to come and say, well, you're anti-American.
Well, what I try to do, Robert, is to make sure that progressives and liberals know my thinking here, because what happens is that we fall into the trap where those who are conservative will deflect the attention away from the issues you're raising and say that by the mere fact that you are opposing the war in Iraq, that means that you don't support the troops. And that is such a diversionary tactic, and it's untrue and it's unfair. But I've encountered by saying, quite the contrary. Not only do I support the troops, but the reason I oppose the war is precisely because I do support the troops, because we had an alternative. Even President Bush said we will only go to war as a last resort. And then he didn't follow through on that, because when we went into Iraq, it was not our last resort, because we had inspection teams on the ground successfully determining and concluding that Saddam had nothing, which is the same conclusion we came in with, except that instead of an inspection team there intrusively searching all over the country, we had to invade, send in 150,000 troops, and wind up with 2,000 sets of American parents getting a knock on the door at night, telling them their son or daughter had been killed. And I am telling you that I oppose the war, if we don't have to go to war, in order to prevent Americans from being put in harm's way. And I am not opposed to war itself, because war itself sometimes is an absolute necessity. I'm only opposed to this war because it was a war of choice, not necessity.
Well, the other thing about this, and I agree with you wholeheartedly on this whole subject, you and I know that it was unnecessary, it was uncalled for, and there's hidden agendas, okay? Now, the other thing is, when Daddy Bush was in charge, and we went over there, 92, it was totally different. There was an Imperial Guard that were less than 1,000 strong, okay, we went over there, I believe, with almost 500,000 troops and did the job in 78 hours. So if we're going to do something like that, it has to be done correctly. This, there are thousands and thousands, countless thousands more, and we're going in there with a tenth of what we went in there with before. And to me, you know, my numbers may be skewed a little bit, but those are the latest statistics. And we were in there for 78 hours last time, in and out.
Well, you know, Robert, one of the reasons why I also feel so comfortable with the criticisms I make is that General Shinseki told the Congress publicly in public hearings that if we're going to do this, we're going to need 400,000 troops. They shipped him off to Siberia for saying that. And the reason why I feel comfortable about this is because the only reason that the administration did not want to face the real necessary planning that was needed in order to do this properly and to send the proper number of troops is because they weren't confident enough in the decision to do this. Because if you were absolutely certain that he had the weapons, that you had the proof, not just somebody's agent curveball selections, but what Jack Kennedy had when Castro put the missiles in Cuba, he had photographs that he sent to all of the leaders of the world to let them know that this is what we have found and this is what we propose to do. Do we have your support? Instead of the CIA director running in and saying it's a slam dunk. I didn't know if he was talking about Iraq or Kobe Bryant, frankly. I mean, this is, or Carmelo F. Anthony. I'm sorry, I'm here in Denver. Fine. Carmelo's okay, too. In fact, he may be better than Kobe right now, but we'll see. But in any event, my point is that the only reason that they did not go in with the proper equipment, with the proper planning, with the proper resources, they didn't even release the budget numbers of what the war was costing. Instead, do you know what they said? They said that because we can't get a grasp on it, we're going to leave those numbers out of the budget and we'll present those next year. All of those are things you do when you feel that you're on shaky ground with the decision you made and you're having to scamper. And the last thing I'll say, because you raised this point, and I think it's an excellent one, you mentioned about military bases. This is a question that I pose to anyone who wants to answer it, and I'm talking about in the administration, when I'm on TV, anywhere else. Why do we need the largest embassy we are building or have built anywhere in the world in Iraq unless oil is a major part of the ultimate purpose of the administration requirement and the security to provide for us being able to determine the future of the oil proceeds and the oil revenues in Iraq as a result of that? Now, I have never accused the president of going to war because of oil, and I think that's a fair criticism. But there's no question that oil was on the table and that it was part of the neocons' agenda, which dated prior to 9/11, all the way back to the Republican convention. They wanted to realign the borders, provide security for Israel, and that I support, but not through this way. And they wanted to redistribute the oil revenues so that they could then have a more stable environment here at home, which primarily benefits oil manufacturers. Now, I'm being fair to the president by taking off the table the charge that he made the decision to go to war in Iraq because of oil. I think that's unfair. But I'm also being fair to those of us who recognize that certainly oil was part of the agenda, and if it wasn't, wouldn't be building the largest embassy we're building anywhere in the world in Iraq for future generations. And as John Kerry said at the convention, you know, those military bases that we're building there have a tendency with concrete and other aspects of the components to have a rather permanent nature to them, if you get my drift.
I got it.
Okay.
You know, it's just one of several hundred questions that need to be answered. Why is Cheney still involved in Halliburton? Why is his stock option still good until 2006, going into 2006? Why, you know, where did the $9 billion go, you know?
And remember, see, these are facts. These are facts, Roberts. The other two facts, and I'm hearing my music, and we have to get out. Well, you know, isn't it ironic that Dick Cheney has been forefront and center in defending the authorization of the use of spying domestically by circumventing the FISA courts, and he's the same who was opposed to the United States Congress passing a law that says we will not engage in torture. I mean, who in the right mind, frankly, would feel comfortable with the United States opposed to acknowledging on paper that we are opposed to torture? This is the one of the principles of which has made our country great, that we stand for principles like this. We don't skirt them. We don't subjugate them. And isn't it ironic that he was comfortable with that and also comfortable with the spying? I mean, you put that together, I don't need to attack him personally. I just present you the facts of his positions, and then you know, let him defend.
Yeah.
Okay, Robert. Listen, I appreciate your call. Good to talk to you today.
All right,
you stay with us. You have a great day out there. Okay. AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm Carl Jeffers. The number is 303-713-7600. Love to hear from you, even if you think I'm a conservative. Love to hear from you, whatever you think. I'm delighted to hear from you. And if you disagree, I look forward to that. Some of the best calls I ever have are with people who disagree with me, because when it's over, there's a feeling that we could have still, even with a heated disagreement, because of the way we approach it civilly and respectfully, we could have gone to the game. We could go see the Broncos, because they're going to have one or two. I told you they're going to go two rounds. One is a bye. Then they'll win the next week. Then after that's over. In fact, for the Colts, they may be worried more about the Patriots than anybody's thinking, let alone the Broncos. But that's a great comeback, the Broncos. They're in good shape, and the future looks good. We'll be right
today with sunny skies and highs in the 50s. We're at 39 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, the year 2005.
Who was Deep Throat?
Pope John Paul II died.
What was the noble cause that my son died for?
No evidence of bird flu in the United States.
Thank you, Mrs. Park.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star Party Platters and Box Lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. We can make you money. We will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electric Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomhd.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, they're to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movie would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on-demand and stars. Just $49.99 per month, 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Time off, 3 months at $49.99 per month applies to digital silver with stars. After promotional period, regular rate supply, restricted supply not available in all areas.
What do you want to do next?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column, Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
A very happy holiday season from all of us at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Welcome back, everybody. And that's a little more modern interpretation of the big band era, which is becoming more popular now. We've got a lot of bands out there now that are actually playing swing music, the jive music, the zoot suit type music, but they're current modern bands, and that's good to see out there. Let's see, we've got a few callers. This is a shorter segment leading into the top of the hour, so I'm going to try to get everybody in, but if we can't, one of the things that I have is my own personal policy. If people want to hold over, even though we usually will change the set of the setting of the topic for a different hour, I'll let people hold over, because I like, if people get motivated, they want to talk about the issue we're on, I'll stay with it for a bit. So that's something that I do, and let's see if we can get some additional thoughts in. And the number is 303-713-7600. I am Carl Jeffers. I am sitting in for J. Marvin. He will be back on Monday, and I think that covers all of the to-do list. Let's go to Van out in Boulder. Good morning, Van. Welcome to the show today.
Hey. Where are you coming in from?
Where am I coming in from?
Yeah, because you can't be from here if you're talking bad about the Broncos.
I didn't talk bad about them.
They're going to be out after the second.
Hey, listen.
If they don't
now, you know what?
Football,
if
that's talking bad.
Listen, Van, if you've been listening to me, one of the things I've said is that I will, rather than attack personally, will lay out an argument and lay out the facts. Now, here
no, the... no, I'm just... the facts are we're the number two seed in the AFC.
That's right, so you got to buy...
The beginning of every season, we're going to the Super Bowl. Until somebody beats me and knocks me out, we're still going.
Okay.
So, you know what? You got to believe, man.
You may still be going, but it may be with tickets on good seats than being on the field. All I'm saying is that I'm very impressed with what Denver's done this year. The first round is a cinch. You got to buy because you got the number two seed. And then in the second round, I think you probably win that. But then you got to either play Indianapolis or New England, and I'm just suggesting to you that that's a tall order.
If we're bringing New England up to altitude for the final playoff game, I like our chances.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough.
And I think if we go out to Indianapolis, you know, who knows?
I like their chances.
Happen.
And if you're going out to Indianapolis,
I like their chances. We've gotten beat down 2 years in a row.
Okay.
Out in Indianapolis.
Well, I like the Broncos, man. Just so you know, I like the Broncos, but I would be just as objective in assessing my favorite team, which is the Cowboys, and I think they're out this weekend. I think they need too much help.
Well, of course, it's something where I'll be a homer. You know, politics, I would be a homer.
Okay.
I'll change my attitude based on the facts at hand and what I think is right.
Well, see, I try to do that with everything, and that helps me.
Nah, sports, man, you got to be a homer.
You
got to just believe.
But I'm not going to believe.
Well, that's why the Republicans win so much, is they're homers with their politics.
Well, I agree with you that Democrats need to get better about being strategically oriented. And, for instance, this talk about impeaching. Why waste your time talking about this?
No, it's part of the progression of offense, Carl, and that's what I called about.
Okay.
Is that when you look at what's going on,
mm-hmm.
right, and you look at the fact that Bush is tossing the Fourth Amendment out the window. Article 2 says that he has to enforce the laws.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things to remember is the difference between the United States of America and a monarchy or a dictatorship mm-hmm. is the fact that we have laws, and the laws are king.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when in a monarchy, the king is the law. And mm-hmm. what Bush has done with FISA, mm-hmm. what he's done with a number of other things, is he has asserted power
mm-hmm.
In terms of being a king or a monarch or a dictator.
Van, let me ask you one question. If the Democrats had been in control of the House and the Senate, would articles of impeachment have voted forward on Bill Clinton?
No.
Okay, then you know what? I'm going to stay with my own approach, which is the facts.
But
here's the last point I'll make, Van, and I'm going to give you one more point. The last point I'm going to make is that instead of talking about the impeachment, now Jonathan Alter has said that if the Democrats actually win back control of one of the houses, there could be impeachment articles. My point to you, Van, is right now talking about impeachment of the president is counterproductive until you do the things that you need to do prior to that in order to win back at least one of the houses. Then you can talk about it. Right now, if nothing changes, it's not going to happen. Okay?
Okay. My point is when you got a guy down, all right, and you're in a fight, and it's a dirty fight like we've got right now with Bush,
yeah,
and you keep him down and you hit him. And I think that articles of impeachment is part of the strategy of winning the House.
Okay. Well, but it can't go any further, Van, and I want to get one more call in.
We're going to win the House.
You would love my...
We're going to win the House, and we are going to impeach this guy.
You would love my piece on Huffington Post, because that's exactly the principle, that he's that the Republicans are suffering right now. Let them stew a little longer. Don't come up with a unified plan now for them to use as a gift to distract attention away.
No, don't even come up with a plan. Just kick him in the head.
Okay, well, all right, man. Good luck to the Broncos, because you're a good fan. I appreciate that. Let me get Jake in real quick, because we've got about a minute or so. I want to minute a little bit over. Jake's out in Cheyenne. I want to get Jake on the line. Hello, Jake. Welcome to the show this morning.
Yeah, on the other side of the hour, can you give me a little bit about your background, if you're from Denver or where you're from, or if you in radio some other place?
Yes. You must have just joined us.
On the other side of the hour now. But here's what I really call you for.
Mm-hmm.
Bush should be impeached, but things aren't not from top to bottom sometimes. It starts from and works its way up. Grassroots support might expose what George Bush has done. And we shouldn't give up on impeaching this guy by saying that it's going no place. Because
Jake,
there are a lot
Jake,
of
let me tell you this. Let me give you some encouragement, Jake. If you are serious about impeaching George Bush, I'm not, because I think it's a waste of time, because it's not going to happen. And I don't even agree that he should be impeached. But if you're serious about impeaching George Bush, you want to start with the grassroots, then the grassroots start that you need to make is to do everything you can to help the Democrats win back at least one of the houses of Congress. And I am serious about wanting the Democrats to get the House back or the Senate. By the way, I think they have a better chance in the Senate, because Dick Cheney had to fly in midnight last week to break the tie on the votes to cut $40 billion from health care, home studies, school starts, head starts, and everything else except for tax cuts for the rich. But that's my point, Jake. Start at the grassroots to take back the House. Then if you want to deal with impeachment, fine. Well, I'll be working on getting aid to the Katrina victims. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thank you, by the way, Jake, and thank you, Van. We'll be back. Take more of your calls at 303-713-7600. I'm Carl Jeffers. We'll be back.
AM 760.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report, and Mike Malloy. Your Progressive Station.
KKCN from Denver Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Rain, go away. No chance. Not in Northern California, where rivers have surged to their highest levels in 7 years as storms keep pounding. Here's KCBS reporter Larry Cherone.
This steady stream of moisture from the Pacific has prompted a flood warning for the Russian and Napa rivers.
If people live in areas that are prone to flooding, they should definitely be alert for rising water.
Dwayne Dykema with the National Service says conditions along these rivers could quickly go from bad to worse.
The ground is going to be so saturated that any additional heavy rain on Friday and Friday night will allow those rivers to quickly rise.
Forecasters say this wet weather pattern is expected to stick around for another week or so. Larry Cherone, CBS News, San Francisco.
Texas and Oklahoma residents are reeling after the destruction caused by a string of wind-driven grass fires this week. 5 deaths are blamed on blaze, and hundreds of homes and other buildings have been destroyed. Hardest hit the small West Texas town of Cross Plains. David Reed is a lifelong resident.
It's just real bad smoky right now, and it's worse at night. During the day, it's not too bad. You can walk around, but at night, you can't walk around out here because of all the smoke.
Today, Governor Rick Perry surveys the damage in Perth. As BJ Austin of CBS station KRLD reports, there's little immediate hope for relief.
Forecasters say it'll be at least another week before there's the possibility of rain in the forecast, and that has firefighters all across North Texas very concerned, especially this New Year's weekend when fireworks could set off another major grass fire.
Well, privacy advocates are complaining about Uncle Sam's hand in the cookie jar. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer explains.
The National Security Agency blames it on a technical mistake, but privacy advocates say it raises new questions about government snooping. The spy agency has been placing so-called cookies, a type of file, on the computers of people who visit its website. Those files can be used to track web surfing. Federal rules ban the practice. The files disappeared from the NSA system this week after privacy groups' complaints and media questions. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
New insurgent bloodshed in Iraq. Reporter Pete Gao has details.
Armed insurgents in Iraq have killed 11 members of the same family, slitting their throats in their own home. The Shia family lived in the Sunni-populated Latifia, south of Baghdad, and it is believed they may have previously been threatened by locals to leave the area. Death squad-style executions in Iraq on both sides of the sectarian divide are becoming prevalent as communities attempt to drive out families of other religious sects. Pete Gann, CBS News, Baghdad.
Threats of insurgent attacks have forced officials to shut down a major oil refinery in northern Iraq. Polish TV says the country's president decided to reduce the number of its forces in Iraq, but extend their stay for another year. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 10, the NASDAQ is down 1. This is CBS News.
At CompUSA, we get how to start the new year off right. With 2 days of 12-hour savings at our extreme sale event. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday and Monday, you'll find amazing deals. Like a compact Presario laptop featuring a Celeron Processor 360 and DVD combo drive for just $499.99. And a 19-inch LCD monitor for $199.99. Ring in the new year with savings only at CompUSA. We got it, we get it. All offers after rebates, quantities limited. See store for details. Pricing may vary in Connecticut.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 6 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
Customer satisfaction stands at 97%. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberCK.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
You're in a pretty nice drive right now, southbound I-25, checking clear for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. Same problem, though, northbound I-25, slows from University. That's because of a crash working right around Broadway now. 225 and C-470 pushing top speeds, I-70. Looks good between Wheat Ridge and Aurora and around town. Things are busy, but thinning out now on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 between Boulder and Golden and the Turnpike. Move along just fine, east and westbound. Now, checking the forecast, sunny skies today, highs in the 50s. We're at 41 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, the real story, 24-7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
You're doing a great job.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk Radio. I'm Carl Jeffries, top of the day to you. Welcome to the show. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin, who will be back on Monday. I'm truly delighted. I'm having a great time with you folks this morning, and I appreciate you inviting me in and visiting with you today, and we're having a lovely visit, so I'm looking forward to us visiting again. In fact, I'm looking forward to tomorrow, because we'll be able to visit tomorrow. And you know what I think I'm going to do, because make a note, folks, that if you can, in the 8 a.m. hour tomorrow morning, we're going to talk about the MySpace website that Tony Dungy, the coach.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sportsmen know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net and Sports Column, the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close on Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go?
Maxnights.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at riptidehosting.com.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place where they can live life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On-demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime. Time only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home,
improve your life,
and dream big
with Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with on demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Coming up to share their experience with going on to the site and what they found out about their daughter or their son or their friends. And it's an amazing discussion and topic to talk about. So make a note of that. You'll want to join us tomorrow. You'll learn a lot. And ironically, I had not even heard of the site. And that's what I said to myself. You're telling me, Carl, there's a site that's got 43 million young Americans subscribing. You never even heard of it. Just think when the Republican National Committee gets a hold of that mailing list. but really, you'll want to tune in tomorrow. One of our last callers was asking me about myself, and I had forgotten because I don't like to age and all of that self-promoting bio stuff. So I did that in the opening hour and in the second hour, and then I just, you know, stopped it because it was important. It's a formality. But I guess there are many of you who've probably joined us since the first hour. It's a four-hour show. So let me just repeat. I'm a Seattle Times editorial contributor. I am a television national political commentator. most people who know me, if they know me at all, would probably recognize the name or recognize me from having been a regular on Hardball with Chris Matthews on the presidential campaign in 2004 and the presidential primaries prior to that. I was an MSNBC contributor and have done all those shows, Scarborough and Countdown. I also have done Fox, Hannity and Combs. I've done CNN. I got my start on CNN with Talk Back Live, that old show that used to be on the daytime. I host my own show, On Fire with Carl Jeffers, out in Seattle. I'm based in Seattle and Los Angeles, travel all over the country. I also am a lecturer, and I'm a political analyst for Northwest Cable News TV and for my own radio station. And I'm a guest host for the Clear Channel Network. And this is my first actual show out here in Denver, and I love it. And I mentioned earlier, and I'll mention it again because I enjoy sharing this impression that I travel all over the place. No matter where you are in America, if you're in a conversation and the word Colorado comes up, it brings a smile to people's faces because you don't know how good a lifestyle you have out here. You have it. It's amazing. The people around the country think of Colorado as a wonderful place to live if we just only could in terms of the lifestyle. And I mean, I talk about Aspen and Vail, and everyone talks about the winter. I'm not even sure that Aspen and Vail aren't even more gorgeous in the summer than they are in the winter. But so I think it's wonderful, and I look forward to perhaps visiting whenever it's possible and feasible. And I'm delighted to be here for Jay, who does a great job and is known nationally, and I hope you're enjoying our conversation this morning. Now, the other thing that I'll leave you with in terms of that about me is just the point that on my shows, you know, we don't have cat calls and laugh tracks and fire engines and drum rolls, just conversation and no screaming personal attacks on people, no politics of personal destruction. But you can tell if you've been with me a while, you know I play hardball, but we go after the issues and we go after the people on the issues. We don't just go after the people for the sport of it. That's my approach to radio, and I hope you appreciate that as perhaps a refreshing change of pace. And in the end of the day, you know, you and I, we may disagree, we may agree, but at least I hope we'll feel that we've learned something. And who knows, we may even have a laugh or two. And if we can do all of that, I think we're succeeding on the radio, and we probably could use a bit more of it. I want to get a couple of callers in. A couple of our callers have been very patient and wanted to hold over from the last hour, and that's another one of my policies, even though we normally reset the topics. When I have people who are passionate, want to get their opinions expressed, I look forward to hearing it, so I'll hold them over. And the number is 303-713-7600. Let's see. Sam is in Denver. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to the show. Thanks for your time here with us today. Sam there?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you are.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Put me on.
Good, you bet.
Yeah, you know, like you said, you don't think that Bush should be impeached, in your opinion. You know, I don't know if you're a Republican or independent, but you don't sound like a Democrat. And the only way the Democrats are going to win something, we got to get down in the mud just like those Republicans, because they run with passion.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Sam. You right now, you want to get down in the mud on impeachment, and you're going to wind up staying in the mud while Republicans will retake the House and retake the Senate. And that's my concern. I don't. If you want to work hard towards retaking the House and the Senate, I don't care if you want to do it, you can reopen the files of Thomas Jefferson to take a look at his personal sexual life, since that seems to be popular with presidents these days, taking a look at what they're doing in personal life. I don't care what your motivation is, but just get out there and set the goals realistically. The goal right now should not be to impeach President Bush. If that's what your goal is, your immediate goal, if you want to get down there and play ball like the Republicans play ball.
Hold it. Now, wait a minute. Let me get my word in here.
Well, okay. You have plenty of time with me.
You
I don't cut. Hold it. Just a second. I don't cut people off and then make my points. What I do is cut in, make my point, and I bring you back in. So you're going to come back in. I just wanted to close with that for what you want to accomplish, your best bet, Sam, is to work hard to enable the Democrats to retake the House or the Senate. Then you can go off with whatever additional objectives that you have in mind.
Oh, now you're saying that's what I want. So you didn't let me finish. You took off and ran with it.
You told me that if I want to have the president impeached, that because I didn't support that, that I was not willing to play ball and I needed to learn how to get down in the mud and play like the Republicans. If you tell me that, as a political analyst, I had to be clear as to where I differ with you on that. Now,
okay,
go ahead.
Well,
I look forward to your point.
Let me explain to you what I'm trying to say.
I look forward to hearing it.
Okay. Now, let me explain to you. When Kerry ran against Bush, he ran weak, on the weak side. When Gore ran against Bush, he ran on the weak side. when they went in there for those dadgum on that convention, remember that convention?
They, which one, 2000 or 2004?
2004. And then you went and got Edwards. And Edwards said that we're going to run a positive campaign. They ran a positive campaign. It was weak. They didn't even attack the swift vote ads ran against them.
Okay, you know what, Sam?
Bush came out and ran that convention and slaughtered them.
Sam, every point you just made is absolutely correct. But it has nothing to do with impeaching George Bush. You see, I'm a political analyst, Sam, and I have to keep things organized. Now, let me go back to the convention. There's no question. John Kerry, and obviously you haven't heard some of my earlier conversations in the show, because you would know that I'm on track with you there, because I talked about the fact that I love John Edwards. He's a wonderful man. He had one term as a United States senator with no real foreign policy experience. You put him up against Dick Cheney in the vice presidential debate. He held his own, but Dick Cheney was able to excel because he has that fatherly experience. If they had picked Wesley Clark, a four-star retired general, versus Dick Cheney, who had five deferments in the 60s, you would have had a candidate there who could have not just held his own with Dick Cheney, but run him out of town. Now, that's
right.
The difference.
That's
now,
right,
in terms of John Kerry, I have also said, and I'm close with some of the people in the Kerry campaign, that the biggest mistake he made was letting them put those swift vote ads out there for 3 weeks before you started responding to them.
That's
so
right.
That was a mistake. So I agree with you on those points, but I don't make a connection between those points and impeaching President Bush.
Well, the reason why I say that, look, I'm not saying that you have a shot of impeaching him right now, but I would come back and get him. This man have done more to be impeached than any president I know. He's done more than Ronald, than Nixon.
Well, I would say this.
This,
frankly,
is a crime family,
okay,
man.
All right, well, let me mention this to you, Sam. Right now, my immediate goal is for the Democrats to get back at least one of the two houses, and I think they may have a better chance.
The only way they're going to get it, they can't run as Republicans.
They may have a better chance. Well, they that's true. They can't run as Republicans, but they may have a better chance. But they may
go out there and get this man.
Okay, Sam. They may have. See, this is what's good, because I'm smiling and laughing. I'm enjoying this because I don't get upset and we don't go after each other personally. But they may have a better chance in terms of the Senate than they do in the House, because the Senate is still so tight right now, particularly with Republicans peeling off. The Republicans,
right,
by the way, have alienated Susan Collins, Lincoln Chafee,
yep,
and Olympia Snow, to the point where the Democrats can almost count on those three votes for any serious matters, and that's going to be an issue. That's why Dick Cheney had to fly back last week twice,
yep,
to vote to break the tie. So the Senate is close enough. But here's the thing, though, Sam. If the Democrats can succeed in winning back one of the houses, then my feeling is, at that point, do everything you can to now lay the groundwork to win the White House 2 years later. And I frankly have to tell you that unless there is absolute clear malfeasance that overwhelmingly convinces the American people, and remember this, 2 weeks before the smoking gun tape, the majority of the American people did not want Richard Nixon impeached. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah,
so
right.
I don't want to waste time with that. If we could use that time after we win one of those houses to lay the groundwork to get a Democrat-elected president, and it may be that going after President Bush on impeachment in the last 2 years of his term might be counterproductive and enable Republicans to bounce back in the same way that the Democrats were able to make headway over the Republicans overreaching and excessive use of power with the impeachment of Bill Clinton. I'm looking at it very strategically, Sam.
Yeah,
and saying,
I agree with that. Because,
okay.
You know, like what you're saying, but what I'm saying is there's a lot of stupid people in America. There is some ignorant people out here, man.
Well, I mean, all Americans have the opportunity to vote, and we have to take the time to try to reach all Americans who have a vested interest in the policies of our national government and to get them to feel sympathy and empathy with our position rather than them by insulting the fact that they may or may not be up to, say, your level of IQ, so to speak.
Okay, I want to say one thing before you go. I'll let you go.
You got 7 seconds.
Any time that a president could come out here and go against his bankruptcy law, go against his credit card law, and hurt you like, and people still fall in love with the guy, something is wrong with these people mentally.
Okay, Sam, I got to stop there, but I'm telling you, Sam, I truly, truly love the last point you made, because when we come back, and tomorrow, I'm going to talk about how the American people disappointed me in allowing that bankruptcy law to sail through, and the Credit Card Reform Bill Act, which was nothing more than lobbying for the banks, and now the Bankruptcy Act is coming back to haunt them because a lot of working class families in New Orleans, not poor people, not people in poverty, they don't file bankruptcy, but working class families had no choice but to file because the new laws made it so disastrous for them to try to work themselves back up to the ladder. And that is the kind of situation. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has a company in bankruptcy every week because of strategic resources and the ability to use that to get what he wants negotiating. And I'm all for Donald Trump having any company he wants in bankruptcy. I just want a couple of American working families who need it every now and then to be able to have to be able to have that resource as well. So I appreciate you raising those points, and thank you so much for that. The number is 303-713-7600. Now, you see, folks, you got a lot more out of that conversation than if I was engaging with him in attacking the president personally or in letting him make the comments he was making and not countering them. And at least this is what we need on the radio. But on the right, they would join in, or if it was on the left, they would join in, and all you would have heard were a lot of negative adjectives and expletives deleted about how bad either Clinton was or how bad Bush is, and nobody would learn anything about the strategy that I'm talking about that will enable you to set a goal realistically to start with one step at a time. And there's no point talking about impeaching Bush if you don't control a single part of the federal government. And then if you do, forget about impeaching. Get the other parts of the government, which is 2 years later, the White House. There you go, folks. AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm Carl Jeffries. Great to be here with you. 303-713-7600.
List memorization or board drills. Call 1-800-600-4222. 1-800-600-4222.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. J. Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. Boy, am I in a good mood now. Believe it or not, folks, my producer, John Turk, he actually got some of my music from my bumpers for my show, and that it just, you know, you heard that conversation we were having and as we went to break before. And then, you know, after a conversation like that, you need to sit back, maybe get a little crystal like lemonade or strawberry kiwi or whatever beverage you prefer, and with the music like that, come on back and I'm ready, charged up, and we can go again. So that's what I'm talking about. By the way, with the weather right now in Denver, I mean, all of you out there driving, you need to be real careful. So both hands on the wheel. I know you're looking for the volume control on the radio for me, but, you know, just turn it up, leave it there, and get both hands on the wheel because it's kind of rough out there. So everybody be careful. We've had, Lewis, who's been holding on, and so without further ado, and the number again is 303-713-7600. I am Carl Jeffers sitting in for J. Marvin. He will be back Monday. And right now we're going to talk to Lewis in Denver. Hey, Lewis, you're not driving, are you?
Yeah, I'm a truck driver. I drive for a living.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the election in Iraq and how do you see them coming and the influence of the Shia religious people, and what do you think is going to come out of there?
That's an excellent question, and thank you for that question, Lewis. You know, let me give you a bit of background there. Oh, about a month ago, Howard Dean, the chairman of the Democratic National Committee, the chairman of the party, made a comment that I don't believe we can win in Iraq. And he was excoriated by conservatives and Republicans, and of course the typical charge, he's helping the enemy, he's aligning himself with Al-Qaeda, he's a defeatist, he's not patriotic, and of course he's not supporting the troops. And incidentally, this is an area where I have a real problem with the president, and this is not a personal attack, although it does involve personal attacks. In his so-called major speeches last week, over the last 10 days, on Iraq, the president emphasized in those speeches that, and of course, dissent is healthy, and that's one of the protected freedoms of America, and we welcome dissent. Well, that's fine. The only problem is that that's not what their first approach was in response to John Murtha. the Democratic congressman who called for the withdrawal of the troops in Iraq and a redeployment outside of the borders. The first response of the Bush administration was to try to personally attack Murtha and discredit him. And the only reason that they stopped it was because this time it backfired and the American people rejected that. And so then they went to embracing him and they sent out an order for everybody to go out about what a great American he is. Because it, you know why the American people rejected it? Because all of those guys are sitting in the White House and in the administration, never served a day. And here's a guy who has had 20 years of experience as a Marine colonel, is closer to most of the generals and commanders on the ground than anybody in the Pentagon, and they're going to try to discredit him. They did it for Max Cleland. They were able to get away with it because America was a different mind, was in a different mindset 3 years ago. And they bought into the fact that a man who had given three of his four limbs in Vietnam was somehow unpatriotic because he wouldn't support the Patriot Act because he felt that it was designed also to break up unions in the country. You see? Yeah. And the American people bought into that, but they didn't buy it for Murtha. So
Let me say something really quick. George Bush himself said that on the campaign trail one time with Matt Lauer of NBC. He said it. On his own words, he said it. I don't think we can win it, but we can reduce it to a level that is acceptable for
right. Right. I do remember that statement. The reason I mentioned Howard Dean's statement was, and I gave you all that other background, which I hope you found interesting, but the reason why I mentioned Dean's statement is that Dean was excoriated for making the statement. But here is the reality. Folks, we are trapped. We are trapped. We just came off the third election in 1 year in Iraq. Each of the previous two elections were hailed as major accomplishments, and within a week to 10 days, the violence level was even greater than it was before, and there's no resolution. But this time, we're in real trouble. Now, let me explain why.
Let me ask you something really quick. Do you think a democracy can flourish on a society where there's no separation of church and state, where the people are... Our followers, or religious followers.
Well, you just hit on the part of my answer that was coming now as to why we are really trapped in big trouble this time. Here's what we've been saying: we want a free democratic society, and we also want the rule of law and the rule of majority rule. On the one hand, we praised the election as a success because there was widespread participation. It was the democratic election. And the Shiite majority won. But the Shiite majority that won was the Shiite majority that is mostly tied to Iran and the mullahs of Iran, which is a theocracy and a religious fundamental Islamic fundamentalist state that, in fact, would not be conducive or compatible with the interests of the United States. The secular Shiites and the Sunnis have now organized their own protests saying the election was rigged. They are organizing thousands every day and saying that they want a bigger role. And here's where we're trapped. Either we set the rule of law and the democratic process, which gives the majority Shiites who are aligned to Iran the rule of the government, and thus we are porting essentially a potential enemy of our position, or we support the minority Sunnis and the secular Shiites who are now organizing in revolt, which means that we would then be lending our support to those who want to undermine the very democratic structure that we have just attempted to try to set up. Folks, you can't have that kind of a situation and come out winning. So what I'm saying, now you understand why I brought up what Howard Dean said. If I were chairman of the Democratic Party, I would have made that statement. Why? Because if I'm Howard Dean and I'm chairman, Limbaugh or Hannity, those guys and Republicans, they were all over that. But they deflected attention from discussing why Howard Dean made the statement and instead used it as another to attack Howard Dean as unpatriotic, as you know the drill, and not supporting the troops. But in reality, what Howard Dean was addressing was, and I hope the way I just explained it maybe helped some people who didn't understand it before, because I try to explain things so that people really can understand it, and so you could go to the water cooler and explain it to somebody else. We are trapped because we are now faced with choosing between the government that we supported and that we recognized actually won through a fair and legal democratic process, but which is a government that is aligned with Iran, which may be a more serious threat to us than Afghanistan. Forget about Iraq.
Yeah.
Or we choose between them or the minority Sunnis and the secular Shiites, who we do prefer, who would then want to, in order for them to get power, would have to undermine the government that we have supported, and that's where the potential for civil war exists.
Yeah, there is a civil war. There's a civil war going on right now. You just heard in the news about a family being murdered by Sunni insurgents.
Yes.
on a Shiite family being murdered on a neighborhood on a Sunni neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We have Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, which is an Iranian by birth and citizen,
mm-hmm.
that is controlling pretty much 60% of the population of Iraq.
That's correct.
That's the influence that Iran is going to have on Iraq. We're going to have a civil war no matter what,
right.
If we stay or leave. They're just waiting for us to get out of the way. And
religious theologians have said that the best thing that could have happened to Iran is what we've done in Iraq, because
exactly.
they could have never achieved the kind of influence they have in Iraq now if we had not gone in and if Saddam was still in control, because Saddam was a secular leader who did not tolerate dissent and did not tolerate terrorism, not because he was a good man, not because he had a good heart, because he wouldn't put up with any nonsense that threatened his complete dictatorial control.
We invaded the wrong country, that's all.
Lewis, listen. Thank you for the call, and the way you phrased your question enabled me to make some points that I really hope elucidated this point.
I hope to hear more from you. I really enjoy the job that you're doing,
well,
and I hope to hear more from you.
Well, hopefully you can at least get one more day. Stay with me tomorrow. We'll be back.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day, and be careful out there now. 303-713-7600 is the number. Let me hear what you're thinking, what you're thinking. Then we'll also discuss some of the other topics that we have for today, and we'll roll it over as well for tomorrow, and hope you'll be able to join us again. And thank you for spending...
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from Arcade.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring by headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Select Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
My email isn't working again.
The network is down again?
Hey, who unplugged the server?
Maybe your office is not the best location for critical IT infrastructure. Today's business relies on technology. At Riptide Hosting, their job is to keep your network up and running. Riptide provides dedicated servers and server co-location in a Class A data center for much less than you might think. Riptide Hosting is located in the DTC. Click on the banner in your player to compare pricing and get more info at RiptideHosting.com.
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's spotlight.
Sports fans know the Sports Column in Lodo on Blake Street. 10 years of great food, drink specials, excellent service, rooftop patio, and 9 big screens. Fox Sports Net voted Sports Column the best sports bar in Denver. Sports Illustrated ranked them one of the top 20 sports bars in America. Check out $1 You Call It's from 9 to close Thursday nights. Sports Column on Blake Street in Lodo.
Where do you want to go tonight?
maxnights.com.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Everyone has a dream home, an ideal place of life by their rules, especially when it comes to their TV.
In my dream home, my TV show would start when I was ready.
In my dream home, my movies would come to life.
Comcast has an offer that will make your dreams a reality. Call today and get digital cable, including on-demand and Stars, just $49.99 per month for 3 months.
In my dream home, Dora the Explorer will come over anytime I want it.
On Demand is a library of thousands of free movies and shows you can start anytime, only from Comcast, not satellite. Comcast also offers you up to 14 high-definition channels, including local channels you can't get from satellite.
Improve your home.
Improve your life.
And dream big.
With Comcast.
Call 1-800-COMCAST for digital cable with On Demand and Stars. Just $49.99 per month for 3 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer, 3 months at $49.99 per month, applies to digital silver with Stars. After promotional period, regular rates apply. Restricted supply not available in all areas.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
They keep me happy, and that enables me to enjoy the conversation and just engage with you in a way that hopefully keeps our listeners happy, too, as well. 303-713-7600 is the number. I'm Carl Jeffers. I'm sitting in for Jay Marvin. Jay will be back on Monday. And we'll all look forward to his return. In the meantime, I'm doing the best I can for it. And I appreciate the calls. You know, it's an interesting. People are different in terms of, like, my listeners in Seattle, very different from listeners in Los Angeles. And when I do New York out there, very, very different. It's interesting the kinds of calls I'm getting here. And I'm enjoying all of our conversations. And I like the calls I'm getting here. So let's continue with that. I know, let's see, we've got Barry, who's out there on the I-70, and Barry, before we even talk about politics, let's give everybody a real live, up-to-date traffic schedule. What's going on out there? You okay out there on the highway? You don't even know where you are, do you?
Yeah, I do. I'm at exit 228 heading up to Georgetown.
Okay.
And it's snowing, it's icy, the semis are putting chains on.
Wow.
So if you plan on heading west, plan on taking your time.
All right, Barry. Well, that was pretty good. We're going to check out to you a little bit later today. I like that.
I appreciate that.
I'm sure you could. Okay, Barry. Good. Welcome to the show today. Good to have you with us.
Well, thank you. A couple things I'd like to mention about. Number one, I do agree with you as far as trying to retake the Congress and the Senate. That is of vital interest to me. I believe also that if one bad thing about impeaching the current president is your current vice president, which I've lived in Wyoming for about 27 years, and I didn't think he was worth a damn then, and I still don't.
Barry? Let me just show people how fair I am. I have tremendous respect for what Dick Cheney accomplished in his life. I mean, he was the youngest chief of staff in our history. He was the chief of staff under Gerald Ford. He was the Secretary of Defense when President Bush's father did the right things in going into Iraq and going in to drive Iraq out of Kuwait. I mean, he's accomplished a lot. But he also voted against Head Start. He voted against releasing Nelson Mandela. And I have problems with that. I am very impressed and wish him all of the good fortune, and he's got a lot of it out there, some which we haven't had full disclosure on, but that's a different issue. But I wish him all of the good fortune. But why would someone with so much good fortune and blessings of with his life be against providing Head Start for children who don't have a chance? That, to me, is a problem.
Well, that is a problem, but that's part of the reason I don't think it's worth a dang. Anyway, I also disagree with you on saying that impeaching the president currently is impossible. The man helped out the investigators on that by stating that he did violate the law.
Well, Barry, actually, if you go back specifically to what I said, and then I'll let you back in, I said specifically I thought it was a waste of time, and
no,
I thought
indeed.
That strategically the steps would be, if you want a deal, if you want impeachment, fine, go out right now and work to take control of at least one of the two houses. Then if you want impeachment, you can go after that. But I don't think it's going to happen, and I think it's a waste of time, and I still agree with that. And I wouldn't support it, frankly, on what I know now. But I didn't support the impeachment of President Clinton either, because I thought that that was, in fact, an abuse of $40 million on a failed land deal and then turning that into something about personal sex. And as soon as they say it's not about the sex, that means it's about the sex.
Well, yeah, I was along with that. But at the same time, if you don't prosecute, then you don't get anywhere. And as far as them being able to say, well, we have to have these powers in order to fight crime and terrorism, you know, the FBI and all the other police agencies across the United States have seen fit to abide by the law and still seem to be able to catch the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, one of the things I do respect the older Bush for in his book was stating that the reason he did not go into Baghdad when he had the opportunity back in 92 was that we'd get into a quagmire that we would never get out of. Guess where we are?
Right. And the quagmire. other thing, Barry, that he said and that he did was to honor the mandate of the coalition that he took meticulous time to build over 6 months with real countries. And as I pointed out before, the coalition that President George Herbert Walker Bush built was a real coalition of countries. The coalition we've got now is essentially a coalition of troops from Colorado, California, Alabama, Mississippi, Washington State. I mean, do you know that after the British, the third largest contingency of troops in Iraq after the British, and the British have about 8,500. We've got 150,000. The third largest contingency are mercenaries who are hired that we pay, that are paid to go there. And then come the other countries with 500 here, 150 there, and they keep reciting all these lists of countries. Why you do that if it's not real? And so I agree with that. But President Bush first, the elder President Bush, he had a mandate with those countries to drive Saddam out of Kuwait, not drive him out of Iraq. And when they had driven him out of Kuwait, they said, and they really had the justification to say mission accomplished, and not what we heard on the USS Lincoln a year and a half ago, when in fact the mission was just beginning.
It will never be over on that one.
Okay.
And one other thing I would like to say is that you really cannot fight a war against terrorism because terrorism is a method. It is not an entity.
Well, there's no question that we don't have a state, and there is no sovereign state that we can declare war on, and
right.
That's what makes the terrorism war one that can last for generations and generations. But the problem is the things that we are doing in prosecuting the war in Iraq, if that's true, are actually helping to recruit those terrorists that will fight us for generations and generations, rather than provide a calming, soothing influence that could help. And you know what it comes down to, Barry, and then I'm going to have to go because I want to get another call in. It comes down to the fact that one of the biggest problems we have is that despite what people are saying, we still do not have the support of our allies in the world, in the Western democracies, in France and Sweden and in Japan. We have their leaders who are hamstrung because the president and the administration have put pressure on them to support us, but their people don't. And their countries, you know what? They were right. John Kerry should have never talked about the fact that there were foreign leaders who wanted him to win, but the truth was that there were foreign leaders who wanted him to win because they were upset with how George Bush and the administration handled dealing with the world community in going into Iraq. And to this day, they are still resentful. And the problem we have is until we can actually get the world community to shoulder the burden of what has to be done in Iraq, financially, resources-wise, then we can never expect to have total success unless we were willing to commit another 200,000 or 300,000 troops in order to provide the security on the ground, to get the oil wells up and running, to get back all of that revenue that Dick Cheney and everybody else said by now would have repaid all the loans, if you remember hearing them. Okay.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Okay, Barry.
Happen.
Hey, listen, you be careful out there. It's a tough day for traveling. And we'll look to talk to you again. Thanks for your call. Let's see. Can I get Chris in? John, what can we do? I wanted to take Chris, or should I hold over? What can we do? Looks like, let's go. Chris is in Cheyenne. Is Chris out there? Guess not. Then we'll have to go and take a break. So the number is 303-713-700. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Carl Jeffers, sitting in for Jay Marvin, who will be back on Monday. Do you with us? give us a call. We'll finish up our hour. Now, I want to go over some of the topics we're going to be talking about tomorrow. A couple of them I really think you'll want to tune in if you can fit it me.
An Army Thrift Store. There are great things in the store for you, so why not get a good deal and do a good deed? The Salvation Army, doing the most good.
AM 760. The Story 24/7 on AM 760.
Shane Harvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again,
I keep you on the air, and then I let you back on, and we have a real conversation, and that's what talk radio should be about. The other thing is that I want to remind all of you out there, I will be back for one more day tomorrow, and there are three topics that we want to talk about tomorrow. I want you to make a note of it, because I'll be here from 6 to 10. One is the MySpace website. If you're a parent, you really want to join us tomorrow morning to talk about that. That's the site that Tony Dungy, the coach of the Indianapolis Colts, his son, who committed suicide this week, had a posting up there. He obviously had trouble, and he was actually saying the D.C. snipers were his heroes. He had pictures of himself with marijuana. But here's the real kicker. 43 million young Americans from the ages of 11 to 21 subscribed to the site. I had never heard of it. And parents were calling me on another show to talk about the experience that they had with their kids on the site. It is unbelievable. I'll tell you how unbelievable it is. Rupert Murdoch, the big corporate conglomerate who controls much of conservative news in America today, has bought the site. Why? Because if you've got 43 million young Americans, you've got the hippest, most sought-after demographic group that anybody's looking for. Ford, General Motors, Kraft, Procter & Gamble. You got my drift? We're going to talk about that and what that site could mean for your family and your kids. We're going to talk about the Alaska Airlines accident and the fact that in terms of safety and homeland security, TSA is now saying that they may have their TSA employees engage in conversation with you at the airport in order to determine if you're nervous. And if you're nervous, they may suspect that you may be a terrorist, and they'll pull you out. Now, I think it's just great now that these TSA guys and ladies who can't even decide whether your nail file is legal or not are now going to play Dr. Phil and be social psychologists and be able to interview you and make a determination of whether you sound nervous or not. That's great. That's great. And then there's a new CNN poll that shows that the majority of Americans, the single issue that is most concern to them is, and this is how the category is phrased, our country's broken borders. My friends, this immigration issue is going to implode the Republican Party, and it will be one of the major issues that divides them in the next upcoming elections, and they're already divided about it, and a lot has to do with race and demographics and why the president has not been forceful in enforcing the borders and why the issue has so many implications for the upcoming turn of events and changes, including Colorado's changing demographics. So those are the topics that we're going to be talking about tomorrow. I really hope you'll join us. I've got Courage and Mike. This is my last segment, so I can give you about a minute and 20 seconds each. I want you to make your points, but I'm going to get all three of you in on this segment. Chris is in Cheyenne. Hey, Chris, welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Carl. Enjoy your show and your style. But one thing, you ain't got a thing if you don't got that swing.
You're telling me. That's so true.
Just real quick, I just wanted to say, you know, you were talking about the fact that we shouldn't be negative about Bush and his crime family, but I really actually think we should, and I'll tell you why. They were negative with Clinton for over 8 years, mm-hmm. and they were negative with the wife. They're still trying to tie them into each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems effective because the Republicans I know, every time they want to talk about a current event, they'll throw Clinton in there. So they're living in the past all the time, and they love to beat up a person. So they're so conditioned. When anything's wrong, all they do is bring up Clinton, and the veins bulge out in their neck. And also, I want to say before I go here that your callers this morning were just excellent, and I enjoyed every one of them.
Great, Chris. And you know what? I don't know if you heard earlier, but I actually made a bit of a joke when I said, you know, I tell you right now, the way things look for Bill Clinton in the primaries coming up next year, he's in big trouble because of all these bad decisions that he's been making the last 5 years, for what I I've been hearing. So I'm well with you on that. Now, the other thing, the last thing I would leave with you, though, Chris, is what you said about being negative about the Bush administration. I have no problem being negative about the Bush administration. I do have a problem with the personal, what I call personal attacks. You call them the crime family. Here's the difference between us doing it and them doing it. They control the dominance of media communication in the country today. So if you do it against their guys, they have the tools. They have the radio shows. They have the cable news. They have the media to deflect the attention away from the issue you're raising and make it about these radicals, these left-wing wackos are out attacking the president, and that's the concern I have. Thanks,
that's
Chris.
A great point. That's
Thank
a great
you.
Point.
You bet, buddy. You have a great day. George is in Lakewood. Let's get George on real quick. Hey there, pal. How you doing, George?
Pretty good. Well, I have to agree with what you just said. That is a good point. However, we need to stay on the same page. And when we're fighting amongst each other and criticizing, for example, people like Ward Churchill, well, our president is so blatantly breaking the law, It just doesn't make sense to me. We just need to be on the same page. We've got to remember that this clown was flying around the country, running away while the New York towers were falling down, finally found a bunker to hide in somewhere in Nebraska, I think. And people are that he's going to protect us, that he needs to have more power through the Patriot Act, that he needs to be able to listen in on to be able to tap emails and listen in on conversations that come in from foreign countries, that he has the right to violate FISA regulations mm-hmm. and commit a felony, mm-hmm. and that this guy obviously needs to be impeached. I mean, I don't care. I mean, I agree with your strategic approach, but mm-hmm. we desperately need to stand up against this guy and stand up against this criminal family and...
Okay, George. All right, well, listen, I appreciate your point, and here we're having a good discussion. I do not agree that they're a criminal family. In fact, I doubt if there's any criminality with respect to